Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another episode of N4G Radio for the week of March 9th, 2009. I really had a better intro plan.
Well.
And I just let it go.
You fucked that shit up.
I did fuck it up. Anyway, this week we have totally mismatched GambusCon, which you can't see.
You can't.
Hey.
But it's glorious.
It is glorious.
That might be the best
outfit I've ever seen.
Wow.
What's amazing is that shirt manages to have both black and blue in it at the same time.
Did you get beat up on the way over
here? The shirt itself is almost mismatched.
Because.
Yeah.
You're black and blue, so obviously your shirt is is false. You're not Superman.
I'm not Superman.
False.
Jesus.
I'm the evil doppelganger.
You're Bizarro?
Yeah, I'm Bizarro. Yeah, I'm Bizarro.
Is that what he talks like? Probably, because fucking DC.
Well, in the comic...
Oh, here we go. We're going to start now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What movie did you see over the weekend?
Rorschach's Journal. DC sucks. But I like the movies. That was a good movie.
Anyway, also with us we have DC hating Ryan the Wombat Womble.
What's going on, folks? And coughing up along to my left is Kill Wolverine.
Yeah, no. He can't say hello right now. We have to give him a special...
I ain't touching his mouth.
Well, I hope you never touch his mouth.
Yeah.
But he's here with us as well.
Yes.
Everybody should send him get well cards because he's under the weather, so.
He is sick.
He still made it to the show. That's his dedication.
Yeah.
That is a cause.
Dedication.
Yep.
You got a lot of dedication in the room today.
Wow. I'm telling you. Everybody's made it to the show sick now. And some people make it to the show after being in car accidents.
Indeed.
And everybody makes it to the show in 2009.
Oh, snap.
Which we had.
he killed Ryu.
With Ryu falling off of your television.
You killed Ryu. But in the room now we have a 75% failure rate of Xbox 360s.
In 2009.
In 2009 because my poor little Xbox 360 has died. Which is why I have a backup, which is now downstairs, and I'm praying that it doesn't break before I get my own.
Oh, it will. Oh, it will.
Oh, no, I only have to wait like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So 2 weeks should be good.
Yeah, it might. I don't know.
You should at least get like a year out of the system. You know, it like harkened me back the other day. I'm like, you know, I did the same thing when the PS2 was around. Like every year I'd replace it. And I'm like, yeah, I can't help it.
Starting to play the game again.
Start playing it. But I don't care. If my PS3 did it, I'd do the same thing. If my Wii did it, no, not so much. I might just not care.
You just might not ever play a Wii game ever
again. I'd just be like, damn, I'm going to miss Ninja Bread Man 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Wow.
Shit. But anyway, we got
tragedy.
We're going to get to some fondling.
Sorry if I blew anybody's eardrums out with a cough just then.
Kill is like gunshots in my ears, man. Anyway, we'll start with some fondling and I don't know where to go. I'm going to start in the middle. I'm going to go to Wombat.
Oh, fuck. Snap.
Oh.
My fondling is actually very short this week.
That's
so
it
works
why I
out.
Started
that's
there.
Probably the best place to start. I played some more Wipeout HD.
That game's awesome.
You are correct. It is awesome. It's as awesome gets.
Awesome sauce.
I played a lot more Street Fighter,
Street Fighter,
which is still, you know, owning my soul. I got my PS2 to USB controller adapter, so I was able to bust out my
15th anniversary edition arcade stick, and start trying to master the game with the arcade stick. It's a certain adjustment to go from D-pad to arcade stick, so it takes a couple playthroughs. So I knocked my way through the arcade mode for a little while and beat it with a couple other people. I unlike most people, oddly enough, didn't make my first priority unlocking all the characters. My priority was from the beginning just to beat it with everybody on medium. But I decided that I wanted to go ahead and over this past week, I decided I just wanted to go ahead and unlock Akuma and Gouken. I hadn't unlocked anybody else, or I had already unlocked everybody else. So I just decided I'm going to knock it out and unlock those two. So I did the same trick that everybody else did. I dropped it down to easiest, unlocked them, and then now I'm on my crusade again through medium. I've got, I think, four people left to beat it with on medium.
Is one of them Dahl's achievement?
Yes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. No, I think I've got five people left to beat it with. I still got to beat it with Gouken. I still got to beat it with Dalzim. I still got to beat it with Vega. Who else? Fei Long, I haven't beat it with yet. And Dan.
Yeah, good luck with Dalzim.
I bet.
I'd have a better chance with Dan than I would
Dalzim. He's got some good... I don't know, though. When I first messed around with him, I didn't really care much for him in this version. But after watching some really good players online use him, I went back and started playing with him a little bit more in like the training mode. And he's got some good stuff if you can pull it off. It just takes.
But the problem is,
you got to be good.
Seth.
Well,
with Dalzim.
Yeah, but I mean the at this point, I'm not having as much trouble with Seth anymore, even on medium.
Yeah, just, but it's still Seth versus Dalzim, who's slow as piss.
Well, that's true. He is slow.
Know? And that's the problem with Seth is, but you have to be fast.
Probably try and employ the same strategy that I employed with Bison and just teleport whenever he gets close to me and see if that'll work. But,
yeah. It's worth a shot.
So I played a lot more of that. I'm nearing on 100 games played online, getting close to it. And other than that, the only other thing I played this week was Killzone. I played a little bit more of the single-player campaign, not as much as I would have liked, but certain issues prevented me from playing as much as I would like this week. certain issues being people who run red lights and
issues?
Make me run into them.
What?
so I didn't get to play as much more of the single-player as I wanted to, but I did get to play... a decent amount of the multiplayer, and I really, really like the multiplayer. To me, I like the multiplayer in Killzone better than Resistance, and I like the multiplayer in Killzone better than Call of Duty, actually, at this point. I never really got into Call of Duty, though, but I do really like Killzone's multiplayer. I like the fact that it goes seamlessly from, like, one mission objective to the next without a break in the gameplay. And I've actually found myself. It seems to be a lot easier to get kills online than it is in single player to me. I don't know if people just take less hits or if the aim's just different. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
I think
but
there's
for
a
me,
partial auto aim in multiplayer. I think I was reading that somewhere.
I know the shotgun. They had some issues with that,
I think they actually built in a little bit of an auto aim, so it'll kind of track a little bit.
Gotcha.
So I think that's what it at least that's what I read.
It definitely has a the multiplayer has a different feel to me than the single player, but I really really like the multiplayer. I love the most of the game modes I really like. I like the search and destroy mission, especially where you either have to defend your base from getting bombed with the C4 charges, or you have to go plant C4 charges on the other guy.
Just like SOCOM.
I haven't played that in SOCOM, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I really really like the online multiplayer. So there's really. I see people online comparing it to Halo. There's no way.
It's not like Halo at all.
They're two completely opposite games.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Halo has unrealistic weapons, vehicles, and floaty jumps, and Killzone is more
grounded,
and there's more realistic weapons and no vehicles. So I don't see how you can even compare the two at all. But like I said, I think it, in terms of similarity, it's more similar to Call of Duty and Resistance, and I think it's better than both of those. But that's, you know, it's just my opinion. So, but I plan on playing some more of that this week. I plan on playing some more of the single player. And I'm going to play some, future fondling-wise, I'm going to play some MLB 2K9 for review this week. And more Street Fighter, so I can continue to engross myself in its beauty.
You're not buying the show?
I am, but I don't know if it'll be this week. I'm waiting on, I ordered a, I didn't order, I actually, I don't even know how you earned, I guess, a $25 GameStop gift card, so I'm waiting on that to get here, and I'm either going to buy, depending on what I got trade-in-wise, I'm either going to buy the show or I'm going to pick up that Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection this week. So
that's a good value. Very, very good title.
Yeah.
Get a discount.
A discount? But that that pretty much wraps it up for me.
Awesome. Let's move on to Killer Wolverine now.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey.
How you doing there, brother?
Hanging in?
Trying to. It's hotter than shit in here. Oh, it's so hot. So damn hot.
That sounded kinky right there. Some breathing and some hotness.
It didn't mean to be.
I know. But I felt that in my ears. We interrupt this program to bring you this special news.
Bring you this cough.
We can't hear you. They can't hear it, so that's a good thing.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good, brother. Everybody understands.
Yeah, well, cool.
Let's do this. What you got?
I didn't play a lot. I have to apologize to Maze and John W. I was going to play Street Fighter with him, but I didn't.
Yeah, Maze sent me a message asking to play Street Fighter, but I only had a couple more minutes left online, and I wanted to play some more Killzone, so I could get a little further in that. So I apologize for that.
Yeah, so sorry, guys. the only disc game I played was Kung Fu Panda.
Nice.
Which is really fun.
It's a good game.
It's just a funny sentence. The only game I played on disc was Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
So, it's for everyone. That game is for everyone.
It
that's
is.
Why it's that's why it's rated E.
Yeah.
Well, see, Mary-Kate and Ashley is rated E, too, but is that for everyone?
Oh, it's for everyone.
Oh, no, it's not.
So, if you're a fan of the movie, the game won't disappoint. You know, parents, play with your kids. There
it's
you
a
go.
Good game.
It is very good.
The, I like that game a lot, actually.
The only hindrance I found was, and it's not even a big hindrance, was the camera.
Yeah, it's not really that bad. I mean,
it's
it,
not
it gets
bad,
in your way
it's
sometimes.
Not perfect.
No, it's not. Well, I haven't found a perfect 3D camera, though.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
So, the rest of them have been Xbox Live arcade games, you know.
Arcade?
Really, the only new one was Exit 2 that I played, which.
Electric Boogaloo.
You know, it's Exit.
It really is.
It's pretty much the same
I don't
game.
Know what it adds different. I don't remember the first one.
Just new levels, I think.
Is it just new levels?
I think it really is, because it doesn't really change anything, unless I got some new mechanics later that I haven't seen yet.
No, it would be through the training.
I guess not, then.
So,
I guess it's just
there's a lot of fucking levels.
Though. Well, yeah, there's like 6 billion levels.
Yeah, so it's worth it.
You
got to
get through
points.
Them all.
I really enjoy the exit games, though.
It's fun.
Well, yeah, but it's very challenging towards the end, too. So, the rest is, you know... I played Age of Booty for the first time.
Booty!
I don't know what possessed me to play it. I was just scrolling through it, my list of games. And
you just had a hankering for that booty.
For booty.
I have a hankering for booty.
I really don't understand the point of the game, tell you the truth.
I think it's fun. I like it.
I just float around destroying shit.
That's kind of the point of the game. It really is.
I still haven't played it. Is it anything like Pirates, Sid Meier's Pirates?
No, it's real simple.
Oh, is it?
You basically float from one area to the next and destroy stuff. I mean, it's just... I really don't know how to describe it. It's like the action version of Pirates.
Gotcha.
It's real fast-paced, yes.
I don't even fast-paced.
Really?
No.
You're not a strategy guy.
No, I'm not.
My comparison to turn-based strategy games, no. It's very fast-paced.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just kind of just like,
me.
It ain't no Unreal Tournament.
I didn't think it would be.
Instajib, multi-kill.
Contra. Still hard and shit.
Oh, the original arcade Contra.
Yeah.
That's a really good game.
Are you a bad
really
enough
hard.
Dude?
Wrong game.
Really hard.
I know that. Shit.
But are you? Are you a bad enough dude to save the president?
Damn right.
He's been kidnapped by ninjas.
Ninjas are... You, like, grabbed that like I was gonna do something to it.
If you save his life, he'll give you a hamburger, and he'll eat it with you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's incentive enough for me. Oh, you didn't even take a drink. I like how you just moved it.
I think he moved it just in case.
He didn't want you to knock over his drink. His delicious Meyer cream
do
soda.
Do you really think that I wanted to knock it over on the carpet?
Hey, you might have.
I think he did.
I think he did.
What are you playing anyway? Why are we having this fucking conversation?
I don't know. The only thing I played after that is God of Legions.
I thought you said God of Legions. I was like, what? What the hell game is that?
I made it up.
You like Galaga Legions?
Yeah, it's all right. I didn't know that it didn't save your progress in, what was it, arcade mode or whatever? I didn't know that. I thought if you beat level 1 and go on level 2, you'd start off in level 2.
No.
Yeah,
you kind of...
You said that with such disappointment. No.
You kind of have to play it from the beginning every time you play it.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna anymore. So.
Oh, snap.
That kind of pissed me off because I was on level 3, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I really love Galaga.
I like it, yeah. But after that, fuck it.
After that, fuck it.
So, sounds like it would be a 70s R&B song.
I really like you, but after that, bitch, fuck it. I ain't gonna play old game no more.
Yeah.
You sound like R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
I don't really think, yeah, never mind. What else?
That's it.
Okay.
I didn't play much because I didn't get sick till Thursday, but I was finishing up school. Hold on a second.
We interrupt this program once again to bring you this special bulletin. Killer Wolverine is dying in the bed, and we would need you to send $10,000 to my house so I can cash it and buy lots of new stuff and feel good about myself. But we will return
back. He's taking deep breaths and everything. You all right over there? You got TB?
Lunger? No. I didn't tell you that I put asbestos in this room to slowly kill you all, and I have filters in my lungs.
Doc Holliday to my left.
Sweating like a fucking 600-pound asshole.
What? What? What does that even mean?
That means I don't want to see it.
You've got me questioning the entire existence of the universe right now. What does that mean?
600-pound. I'd hate to see
you
the man.
You heard it here first.
I'd hate to see the man that's attached to. I'm sorry. Or a woman, for that matter. I don't discriminate.
Man hospitalized after asshole grows to 600 pounds.
It's like a black hole, dude.
Described as sweaty.
If you had a 600-pound asshole, I don't think it could do anything but sweat and poop.
I don't think you could do anything but sweat.
This is true.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. I don't even know what just happened.
I have no idea. He took his headset off again. You all right there?
I think we broke the podcast.
I think Killer Wolverine is dying of malaria.
Oh, dude. Like
he's dying.
You can get those injection shots like in Far Cry.
He's dying of the 600-pound asshole disease.
Or the 600-pound asshole. That is absolutely terrible. Terrible. We apologize to all the 600-pound assholes out there. We are not trying to offend.
That's right.
There ain't no 600-pound assholes listening.
If you got a 600-pound asshole, I am trying to offend you. I am.
Dude, I wouldn't want to offend that guy. He could suck you in into a nebula.
You'd have to catch me first.
I don't think you'd have to go very far. He'd just put it out there. I'm joking.
Suck up the whole eastern seaboard.
They did, man. California just sank.
That's the western seaboard.
I wasn't. Never mind.
You weren't riffing off mine?
I wasn't.
All right.
This is not a...
Are you all right? Are you healed yet?
I'm just...
Okay, so if we want to wrap you up...
Yeah.
Future?
Dude, right now, I don't really know.
He doesn't even know if he has a future right now. Yeah. He might die before this podcast is over.
You know, I liked it. I picked up Halo Wars. Shit, right now I don't want to play shit. I want to go home and just curl up in a ball and die.
Well, you're more than welcome to ditch out on the show early if you need to.
No. It's just really hot.
Well, if you need, anytime you need to take it. Well,
I'm wearing a sweatshirt, and I'm
not
hot.
Yeah, but he's sick. You know, that
dude,
happens.
If you got a fever right now and you get me sick...
I don't. That's the thing. I don't know.
I'm coming to your house and I'm going to stomp your 600 pound asshole.
Dude, I wouldn't even get near that. You just get swallowed.
I'll play Halo Wars.
Just say Halo Wars.
Well, I'm there sure I'll go. Play other shit.
Well, I'm sure you will too. But
I just don't know what it is right now.
Okay. All right. We'll let him catch his breath.
He's going to play the game of it's touch and go whether he will survive or not.
Well, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you took the headset off, but it's all right.
We will move now to Gambus Khan so Killer Wolverine can catch his breath.
We kind of went into a little Z formation.
I'm doing the Z. Yeah, you see that? Z.
Wow. It's like a. Yeah, it's like a Z.
Next week I'm doing a T, bitches.
Wow.
Go ahead.
What an egomaniac.
Like I really care.
Damn it, you gave it to me.
No, you just have TB.
No, I've just got leftover airbag dust in
my
chest.
So go ahead, Gambus Khan. It's your fondling.
Okay. First off, I want to...
this fondling brought to you by Hormel Pepperoni. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
You had to be here.
I'd like to thank you, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
For letting me have Prinny.
Oh, yes.
I can be a hero for the PSP.
And what's your verdict?
It's a great game.
I agree. Very, very hard, but great game.
And I agree with your review. Your 8.5.
8.5, yeah.
He's very agreeable today.
He is very agreeable today.
Yeah, it's really good. I do see it as being kind of a combination of like Ghouls and Ghosts and your review, you referred to it as Castlevania.
Right.
I can see that as well because especially old school Castlevania because one of the complaints that you had about the game that I really see is the fact that when you jump in place, you can't change your trajectory of your jump.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a complaint as a make sure you're aware of this.
Yeah,
it's going to throw a lot of people off who are used to more modern platformers where you can sort of flip where you're going in the middle of the air.
Yeah,
so.
The game is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the colors, the animation, it's 2D side-scrolling action platformer.
Right.
I like how when you jump in the air and use your attack, how it switches to the isometric view and you basically do a, like almost like an air combo.
Yeah.
From the air to the ground with the Prinny throwing a bunch of knives.
Yep.
It's really awesome. And the game is, like, alive.
Yeah.
Like, the animation
is alive.
Yeah. It's alive.
Yeah, the animation's great.
Yeah. It's a fantastic game. If anybody who's listening likes 2D platformers.
Wow. Seriously.
Sorry.
You had your headset flipped up for, like, 10 minutes. You couldn't have left it flipped up long enough?
Yeah, anyways. No kidding.
It came out of nowhere. It shocked me.
But if anybody who's listening likes 2D platformers and you have a PSP, you need to pick up Prinny, I can be the hero.
Dude.
D-O-O-D.
Yeah. I feel like Prinny and Hurley from Lost are related.
I've never watched Lost. So.
Shame on you.
Lost is a great show.
Best ever.
Yeah, one of the best television shows ever.
The
wow, dun, listen dun, to you.
Dun, dun. The best ever.
The best
ever.
Wow.
What else are you playing?
But another game that I was playing this week was, of course, Street Fighter IV.
Of course.
Fantastic.
A horse is a horse, of course.
A fantastic Tour D-Force fighting game. One of the most beautiful games I've ever played. One of the best playing games I've ever controlled. And
you know, Street Fighter's not going to be able to have children anymore if you don't get off its nuts.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being on Street Fighter's nuts.
No, there's not. It's a great game.
Another game that
I'd like it to have children.
Another game that I've been playing this week was Killzone 2.
Killzone 2.
And I did not get to play online.
Shame.
Yeah.
On you.
Shame on me. I played a little bit of the.
It's because you're still downloading the Watchmen demo.
Pretty much.
After 2 days.
After 2 days, it's still like 45%.
Holy shit.
But not straight up. I didn't.
Tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
It's
the second time
Paula
that's happened.
Abdul.
It's the second time that's happened.
It's the second time Paula Abdul snuck her way onto our podcast.
And we're not even singing.
Well,
actually, we were.
You know what they say, two steps forward, three steps back.
Oh, God.
Come together because opposites attract, and you're a cold-hearted snake.
Where's the cat?
I don't know.
Damn it.
That was a cool cat. But,
Alrighty, then.
That cat was badass.
But anyway, I'm kind of stuck at a part in a single-player campaign of Killzone 2 where, the Sky Sentry robot keeps flying back and forth, and is shooting at me all the time. And there's a bazooka or a missile launcher, but the thing is, every time I try to aim at it, it always flies off.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because you're a noob.
That is
you
why.
You friggin' noob.
I'm not used to first person shooters overall. I mean, I've only played a handful of first-person shooters.
You might as well play the Wii.
You know something? That will be in my future fondly. But,
What, playing with your Wii?
My Nintendo Wii. Thank you. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. You just got pwned!
No, not really.
Yeah, I know. But,
you got pwned!
I don't know how I get pwned.
I don't know. But,
that was a word.
Anyway,
Now, you know what I like about the other thing I like about Killzone's multiplayer?
What's that?
Is the fact that most of the maps have at least one area that's pretty wide open, and the game does a good job of letting you fire on people from a distance with, you know, even with your regular, like the regular ISA rifle or whatever.
Yeah.
If you look down the sight, you can fire, like, you know, if you got four or five guys running at a distance, you can kind of, you know, fire at them as they're coming and take them down. I took down quite a few people like that.
You know what I like best about Killzone 2?
What?
That it's still worth so much in trade.
Wow.
I kid.
Oh.
I kid.
You are
denied.
After as much shit as I took last week, I have to come back out and throw some more on the table.
Yeah.
Hold on while I become the most hated man in the universe.
Because I'm a noob.
Stir the pot.
I stirred it all right.
Yeah. The pot of chaos.
Boogeyman was not able to be here this week, but he wanted to for me to relay a message for him, and that was that he thinks Killzone sucks the ass.
Really?
That's what he said.
Really?
He wanted me to relay that message to you, to the listeners.
Yeah, I talked to the Boogeyman, and he just thought it was completely devoid of any personality.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's got some personality.
I do, too.
I like the Hellghast.
He's everyone is entitled to their own opinion on every game.
He just asked me to share it.
Even
I
if,
figured I would.
Even if I don't share that opinion. And even if you don't share that opinion.
That's right.
But
Boogeyman does like Animal Crossing, so what
that is true. He does like shaking trees.
And voodoo.
And the five voodoo.
The voodoo. But yeah. Nintendo DS, I played some more retro gaming challenge. I actually unlocked a couple more games on it.
Sick motherfucking room.
I know.
Crap, I can't remember one of the games, but it's a vertical scrolling shooter, but it's not the Cosmic Gate. It's the, I think it's Star
Galactic Gate.
It's like Star Force or something.
Mm.
But it's really good. It's almost like the more you play it and the more games you unlock, the better the games become. Because
it's called progression.
Yeah. In the context of the story, you're actually, like, every time you beat the challenges of a particular game, it, like the next chapter begins, and it's always, like, a couple months later. So, basically, the very beginning of the game took place in 84, And then and played a game in 84, and then you start playing a couple of games in 85, and now I'm in 86. So you can clearly tell that the 8-bit graphics are actually improving, you know, from the Galaga scrolling game to a more modern scrolling game that's kind of like Raiden, the top-down shooter.
Not the Mortal Kombat character?
No, not the Mortal Kombat.
Shit. Yeah. He's wearing shorts on the arcade machine. A little trivia effect.
Nice.
Holy Toledo.
All right, there.
There was the Holy Toledo.
Indeed.
Yeah, the Holy Toledo. Yeah,
all right, you know what? I'm starting to agree with Killer Wolverine. It is getting a little warm in here.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot.
Take off all your clothes.
That's okay. I'll just take off my sweatshirt now.
It's getting rotten here.
Anyways.
Anyways.
So take out all your trash.
The last game that I played was of...
super-duper spectacularness!
Yes, it was. Dragon Quest V.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. and the thing is...
Welcome back to part two of Gambus Khan's Dragon Quest Saga.
It's part three.
Shit.
Yeah.
Part three!
They all sound the same.
No. This game is so fantastic. It is... It's one of the best RPGs ever made. I will throw that out. It is.
You will throw it out and see if you want to pick it up because you're a litter.
The game is spectacular. Has a great story.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
I try not to.
And here's the thing. After you know, because last week I was talking about how your main character becomes a slave for a entire decade. Well, after you get freed, the game kind of changes.
Metamorphosis.
You go to this town and you could buy this you could buy this wagon, and man, don't laugh.
I can't help it.
And you pull this wagon around.
I thought we were going to play the Oregon Trail. Do you get dysentery?
Yes, you do.
Sweet.
It's basically a horse and wagon, but right. It just says wagon. But anyway, once you get this item, this very expensive item, you actually have the capability of becoming friends with the monsters.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
Yes.
Once you have the wagon?
Yes, because the monsters can stay in the wagon, or you can bring them into your four-player party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can have, like, I think, like 12 monsters in the wagon. And
so now, is that like you just like when you run into a monster, you have the option of asking him to join your party, or what? How does it work?
It's kind of random. Like you'll defeat an enemy party, and then one of them will come back and want to be your friend.
Gotcha. So you have to beat them first.
Yeah, you have to beat them first. It's kind of like a sign of respect.
That's usually how I make friends. I go out and beat the shit out of them, and I'm asking if you want to join my party.
Yeah.
Be my friend. Be my friend. Be my friend.
Hey, you want to be friends? I'll whoop your ass first. Then we'll be friends.
Anyway.
Yeah, but
this is so funny to me.
I actually have a slime as a member of my party.
Slime approaches.
Yes.
I wanted somebody to tell this story to somebody without saying that it's referencing a video game. Just tell this story to somebody and see what they say. Just walk up to me and be like, dude, I got this wagon. And I beat the shit out of people and they become my friends.
But
and I have to take turns to hit them.
Yeah, you have to take turns. It's the rules of engagement.
Rules of engagement.
I'm gonna use that next time I get in a fight. Like, dude punches me and then I punch him back, but he tries to hit me while I'm punching. Be like, wait, no, you wait your turn.
You're gonna have to wait.
Hold on while I get my magic spell. I gotta heal. Hold on.
Yes.
I wonder if that's exactly how geeks fight.
No, I've seen geeks fight, and
they roll
fight
dice.
Like that.
They fight like girls.
Actually, what's funny is watching geeks fight is even more pathetic than watching turn-based RPG fight.
It might be more entertaining though.
Don't they roll dice when they fight, and they tally up how many hit points they take?
No,
off?
The geeks I saw fight actually fought, and it was the most pathetic fight I've ever seen in my life. You know how online, or not online, on like movies and stuff, you see people who are geeky or whatever fight, and they're like slapping at each other instead of actually punching. Yeah, that it was actually true to life. That's what they did. They almost slap fought.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
That is it pathetic.
It was pathetic. It was not even fun to watch.
So. I don't know. I'd probably be pretty entertained by that. I'd probably start taking bets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just... It wasn't as much fun as watching somebody get socked in the mouth because they were just slapping at each other and trying to wrestle each other to the ground unsuccessfully.
That does sound like a pretty sucky fight.
It was terrible.
Anyway, about Dragon Quest?
Yeah, Dragon Quest. I actually did some research, and I was wondering why the main cast of characters was actually only half as many characters as Dragon Quest IV, and that's because the monsters are a pretty significant part of the game in terms of like members of your party. There'll be parts in the game where actually it'd be just the main hero and the rest would be monsters. Also, interesting trivial note, Dragon Quest V was actually the inspiration for Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
That makes sense. I wonder if, is there ever a part in the game where the monsters turn on you? Do they ever turn on you?
I don't know, but I do know that you have to level up their wisdom to like pass 20 wisdom points for them to follow your commands completely. Because if they're below 20 wisdom points, they're
too stupid to do anything you tell them to.
Pretty much, they refuse to attack when you tell them attack and
gotcha.
Stuff like that. So they could be a little bit unruly, but I don't think they at least I don't know if they actually turn on you, which would pretty much suck if you leveled up some powerful monsters and
they turned on you.
Yeah, that'd be
Commandant Khan.
Your wyvern's like, hey, fuck you, eat this tail to the face.
I'd be like, don't stage an insurrection. I saved you.
You sound like fucking Megatron or something.
Yeah.
I still function.
Megatron.
We can't do Starscream. It's impossible.
Megatron.
Ow, my fucking ears.
That actually sounded kind of like Mega Man from Captain N, the game.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you been smoking too much?
Mega Man.
What a terrible, terrible, terrible character in that show.
Yes.
What a terrible, terrible show.
Yeah, a terrible show.
I bought the DVDs, and I'm like, man, I can't even watch it. Although I could watch it because it was so funny.
Yeah, the
Captain N, the Game Master.
The eggplant from Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Was a major villain.
King Hippo.
And Mother Brain has really big lips.
Yeah. Oh, what a terrible show.
It was a terrible show. But my fondling, my future fondling.
Keep going.
I'm actually going to play a Wii game this week.
Wii, all the way home.
I picked up Resident Evil 4 with Wii control.
Why? Yeah, I asked a question.
Well, I must confess.
Why would you want to fuck up the controls in that game?
Oh, shit. I heard it wasn't that bad. I heard it was actually pretty good.
Why didn't you just buy it for the GameCube?
I don't know. Maybe I wanted an excuse to play the Nintendo Wii.
I'll give you one. Which I forgot I want to buy is Mad World.
Yeah, when's that come out?
This week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely an excuse to play the Wii.
Instead, you buy Resident Evil 4 with broken controls.
It's not. From what I understand, they're not broken. I didn't play Resident Evil because I don't like Resident Evil. But from what I've heard, the Wii controls are actually somewhat good.
You know, some people said that about Call of Duty 3, too.
Dude, I reviewed Call of Duty 3, and the Wii controls in that were not good.
The thing is with the slow pace of Resident Evil 4, you know, and I actually heard it makes the game easier.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could take that whichever way you want, you know. But
I usually take it the dirty way.
Oh. But, yeah, that's going to be my future fondling because I'm actually looking forward to Resident Evil 5.
You going to the midnight sale?
Not looking forward to that much.
They're doing a midnight sale for Resident Evil?
Well, the thing is, I would if I had the money, but I probably won't be able to buy it until about the next week.
You know, this has to be a first in gaming history for me.
What's that?
I'm sitting in a room and I'm asking everybody what they're looking forward to this week. Resident Evil 5 comes out and not one person mentions it except for him, and he's like, I'm not buying it this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the staple gaming franchise and nobody wants to play it.
Yeah.
It's just the demo didn't really do anything for me.
I never liked Resident Evil, so.
It just kind of makes me sad. It'd be like if there was like a new Metal Gear coming out and nobody said, hey.
Yeah, but Metal Gear's different because Metal Gear.
But it's still
suck.
A staple. See, I don't agree with you.
I know you don't. I'm just kidding.
Thing is, though,
staple franchise, and everybody's like, no.
I was listening to an episode of Rebel FM.
Traitor.
I'm not a traitor.
Do you listen to another show?
I'm broadening my horizons.
No, you're wasting your time.
Wow.
Man. I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
Welcome to the News for Arrogant Sons of Bitches podcast radio. Here's your host, Zero Tolerance.
Well, I, for one, I like Rebel FM. I think it's a really good show.
I do, too.
Yeah. I don't have time to listen to our podcast, so I don't listen to anybody else's.
Well,
I don't.
Too.
I'm not adverse to listening to anybody else's. I just don't have time.
But I heard that the full version of the game is actually much better than the demo, and the demo was actually based on a E3 demo of last year, so it's a outdated demo. So, I mean, they said that. But here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma that I'm faced with. Do I pick it up for PS3 or do I wait
until your Xbox gets back?
Until I buy a new Xbox.
Let me ask you this question: am I the only one? But is anybody else fucking sick and tired of hearing the full version's better than the demo?
Yeah.
Because is it every fucking time that I have to hear this? Like, if a game comes out and people don't like the demo, that excuse comes out every fucking time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of hearing it because you know what? It's not really that different. I heard the same thing about Killzone. It's a preview build. It's so much different.
Yes.
You know what? That level was exactly the fucking same in the final game. If you can sit here and tell me that there was anything different about it, you were paying way too close attention to it.
I didn't notice anything
different. Because it was exactly the same, and I got tired of hearing that. I forget what was the other game that they did that with. Like, well, people were like, well, I didn't really care for the demo. Oh, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed. Everybody's like, people don't like the demo. Like, well, this is an old version, the final version. Too. No,
exactly
the level was
the
exactly the fucking same, except for the AT-ST was not at the end of the demo.
Right.
And the level of the game.
And I could tell you another game that was said was Too Human.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that game was demo was exactly the same as the game.
Yes.
Yeah,
they didn't change anything.
Here's the thing. Yeah. From now on, don't shut the fuck up.
Don't shut the fuck up?
No, I said shut the fuck up. I was going to say don't do this, but then I was like, no, just shut the fuck up. Here's the thing. A demo is not always going to tell you how good a game is going to be. It'll give you an idea.
Yeah.
Some people didn't like Star Wars demo. Some people liked the game.
The entire purpose of a demo isn't to show you whether or not you would like the entire game as a final product. It's to let you mess around with the controls of the game. And the general idea of the game to see if it's something you could get on board with.
There's two perfect examples of how this works. The Too Human demo came out. I wasn't all that thrilled with it. I wasn't sold. When I got the final game and I actually spent the time to learn how to play it, I enjoyed the game. Killzone 2, I enjoyed the demo, albeit I found it a little short. I get the final game, I get kind of bored with the game itself. So you can never gauge a game based on a demo. You just can't.
Like I said, I use a demo to judge whether I like the controls of the game and whether I like the general idea behind the game.
Yep.
And, you know, most of the time, those two things don't change from the demo.
Which I have a lot of demos to talk about in my fondling. So
I don't think I've ever played a demo solely to see the graphics of the game. Which is the only thing that occasionally sometimes changes from the demo, or the only major thing.
I think probably the best example of a demo doing a game really good would be BioShock.
I agree with that.
Because that was one of those games where people were on the fence before the demo, and once the demo came out, everybody jumped on board and said, this game's going
to
be sweet.
Not to mention, there were a lot of people who didn't know anything about the game before the demo came out.
Fight Night's another one that sold a lot of copies.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like Fight Night, that demo sold systems.
You don't like Fight Night?
I hate Fight Night. I think it's terrible.
You're fucking crazy.
See?
How
dare you? How dare you judge me? You're no better than those people on the...
know better than what people?
Those people.
You don't.
Those people that go on forums and holler at everybody else just because they don't like it.
You're just fucking crazy. You're allowed to not like it. Doesn't mean I'm not allowed to think you're fucking crazy for not liking it.
Shut up, two worlds.
Yeah, that's right. And you're allowed to think I'm crazy for liking it.
I don't think you're crazy.
No, you know what's funny is until like 2 weeks ago, I still had the Fight Night demo on my Xbox. Because just occasionally, I don't have the game anymore, but occasionally.
Oh, you don't have the game.
No, occasionally I'd go in and just mess around with the demo for a little while if I felt like some boxing. That was a great demo.
It was a very pretty game.
Yeah.
And it sold a lot of systems, but that's a perfect example of how a demo can change a game's fate, because Knockout Kings had sucked up to that point, and then when people played Fight Night, it was really good for a boxing game, so everybody really.
Well, not to mention, that was probably the first best example of the demo delivery system in Xbox Live. That was the first major example.
Yeah.
So
that was a huge. Demo.
Yeah, Xbox Live had demos before Fight Night, but that was like the first.
That was the monster combo.
Yeah. The first major demo that caused everybody to go out and download it. So.
Sweet.
That was a great game.
Well, that concludes my fondling.
GambusCon, his fondling is over. So I guess I get to move on to mine. I played a fuck ton of stuff.
That's good.
I mean, like, literally, it was a crazy week. I have to send a special thank you to Catastrophe and her husband for letting me account share this week.
Oh, nice.
And I have to say that I took a lot of games to play. I wanted to, the reason why I did is because I wanted to play Nobi Nobi Boy to see what it was. And that might be the most ridiculous game I've ever played in my entire life.
Really?
Even worse than Booger Man? That's pretty ridiculous.
No, you have not played ridiculous until you've played Nobi Nobi Boy. Basically, you just stretch out, you eat some stuff, you fart, you cut yourself in half, and you get trophies for no apparent reason. They just pop up. I found the space squirrel, apparently.
So, wait, you eat, fart, and cut yourself? So it's like a Saturday night at Killer Wolverine's house.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. This Ryu will not stop falling.
He doesn't have a problem until you come over.
Stay up there, Ryu.
But I can... I really don't. I mean, I guess I should have expected something like this from the creators of Katamari Damacy, I guess. But
it sounds even less like a game.
Dude, it like, when I played it, I was like, the first thing that came out of my mind was like, this could possibly be the stupidest thing I've ever played in my life. I don't really understand the point at all.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And speaking of things I don't get the point to, my wife actually played Flower, because we got that, and she's like, I want to play Flower. I want to see what all the hoopla is about over Flower. So she started playing it, and I swear to God, this is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. She's just flying, she's like, what the fuck do you do? I'm like, I think you just guide the leaf. And basically, that's what you do. You guide this little petal across the field and pick up other petals. I kid you not, that's it.
Interesting.
Tilt the controller, and then you press a button to blow wind to make it go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge it, because I haven't played it. But.
So did your wife like it?
No, she thought it was stupid.
Are you serious?
She was like, this is so stupid. What do you do? I'm like, I think that's it.
It's a non-game.
She's like, you really don't do anything else.
Remember when that tag was floating around?
I really don't think you do anything else. I think you just blow. You just blow and guide.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say, and so does the game.
No.
But I haven't played it, I can't judge it
like that, because it's not really my thing.
Right.
You know, but I don't see a point in playing that either.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way
for a downloadable game, it's not bad looking.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no way to judge it based on the context of a normal game when it's so
different.
You
can't. I mean, you can't judge it like a normal game, because it doesn't have, like, you can't say the control mechanics don't work, because, dude, they do.
Yeah.
You press a button to blow, and then you tilt the controller to guide it.
You know something? You know what other term I don't know how to put this, but people that say, oh, we're making a non-game. You know what that says to me?
I hate the term non-game, but
yeah,
what does that say to you?
That says to me, oh, we're just too lazy to create game mechanics.
Wow.
Well,
I think probably the more likely explanation is that their creative energy was elsewhere. They were not worrying about game mechanics. They wanted to make a creative, different game.
Experience.
Right.
It's an experience.
Right.
Yes.
It's an interactive experience.
Any game as different as Flower requires a certain level of creativity.
As far as PS3 goes, I have a bunch of other stuff that I'm going to play. Oh, I did, just for shits and giggles, I did play Siphon Filter on the PS3.
What is that? I saw that, is it a new Siphon Filter?
No, it's the original PS1 Siphon Filter. And I will tell you this right now, there is a reason we don't hook our PlayStation 1s up to HD TVs.
Oh, yeah. Blocky as crap.
And ugly as sin.
Yeah, that's I learned that playing Bushido Blade the other day.
Oh, my God. I have never... a PlayStation 1 game in 1080p looks like a gremlin took a shit on your television.
And that was scary.
I do... yeah, you gotta... I mean... It's pretty amazing. I guess it's not really amazing, but how much better good 2D graphics translate than old 3D graphics.
PlayStation does not age well.
No, Saturn doesn't age well either.
Saturn does not age well. PlayStation does not age well. 64 didn't age too bad.
Yeah,
like,
not too bad.
You can
badly.
Still see like Super Mario and stuff, and it still looks okay.
Okay. Any game that had sort of a cartoony feel to it. Like even, I mean, Crash Bandicoot isn't
Crash Bandicoot
that bad.
Doesn't look bad now.
It aged well.
But when
it's
you
just,
get those gritty, realistic games now,
right.
Like Metal Gear or Siphon Filter and stuff like that, you're kind of like, ew.
Yeah, everything's
just,
very blocky.
Just, ew. Like if you played Tekken now, the original Tekken, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Even Tekken 3. I remember when Tekken 3 came out, how awesome the graphics were, and you play it now, and man,
oh, yeah, because
like,
you remember when Tekken 3 came out, they're like, the PlayStation can't handle this game.
Right.
And now it's like, ew.
Yeah.
Just ew.
Yeah. But bad 3D, or good 3D graphics don't translate nearly as well.
And it's funny because the game is so broken now, like, because you can't use the right analog stick to control the camera.
Right.
And that bothers the piss out of me because I've gotten so used to it. And the only other thing I played on the PS3 this week was Killzone, and I really tried to get into it, and I just can't. I tried really hard. I played the multiplayer, and I played single player, and it's just not for me.
It's not your cup of tea, huh?
I mean, that's two games that I've... And you know what's funny is I did that with Fallout, and I got no flack for it. But I do it for Killzone.
Got flack from me.
I got flack from you. But, I get no flack from anybody else about Fallout. I'm like, Fallout just didn't do it for me. I do it with Killzone, and you'd think that I called out Jesus Christ on the internet or something.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm crazy.
You're like, turn water into wine, now!
Well, the game didn't do that, so I turned it off.
Yeah.
No, so...
Wow.
And then on my 360, I played a ton of shit, and it was just insane. Like, I played all the demos that came out this week, which Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena. If you played the original, I mean, it still has the same, like, engine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can still see that it looks kind of the same. I mean, it was a good-looking game back then.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, it's kind of blocky. Mm-hmm. But it still does look good. I'm not too keen on them bringing multiplayer into this game, because I don't think the game's built for multiplayer.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a waste. But I would like to play the new campaign. So I'd be interested to play that. It wasn't bad. It actually played good in the first-person combat. He has, like, these blades now that are kind of cool.
Cool.
And taking over control of drones is actually pretty cool. Like, you can take control of them. The only thing I don't like is the guns you can't pick up because they're, like, locked.
Yeah.
You know, you can't use them. So what you have to do is you have to pick up the whole body, and you can only walk backwards.
Right.
You can't walk forwards with them. I'm like, is this some kind of physics thing? You can't push a guy forward?
Yeah, it'd be very difficult to. It'd be a lot harder to push a dead body forward than
not
it would be to pull him backwards.
Diesel.
Dude, if you're Vin Diesel, you can do anything.
And speaking of Vin Diesel,
that.
There's a gun you can use without...
No, you can. Yeah, but the locked guns, you can.
Right.
And speaking of Vin Diesel, there were two Vin Diesel games to show this week.
Vin Diesel's blowing up.
The Wheelman is actually kind of fun.
Really?
It's a different kind of arcadey game. And it uses like this, like the driving is actually good, and basically you're just driving from point A to point B, whatever. But you can like shoot, and you can use your car as a weapon. Like you can flick the right analog stick left or right to like smash into cars. It honestly, it might be one of the worst looking next gen games I've seen.
Really,
it doesn't look very good, but it plays really good. And just a funny side note, his license plate says Mortal Kombat.
Wow,
which I thought was just shameless.
You know what cracks me up is the developers for the Wheelman. There was a story up on M4G this week that they said that the PS3 was a pain in the butt to program for. And I'm like, dude, look at your game.
Yeah, the game does not look very
give me a break.
Yeah.
It looks like you had trouble programming it on both systems.
Yeah. It's,
so give me a break.
It's not a very good looking game. It is a very good playing game. And I like the, like you have these super moves that you can get, like if you fill up this meter or whatever. And you can actually spin the car around backwards while you're driving and slow-mo aim at the people behind you and blow out their tires.
See, that sounds kind of cool.
That was actually really cool.
That does sound really awesome.
It is fun. I could see it getting really repetitive, like if this is all you do. And when you get out of the car, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable when
like
you get
Driver.
Out of it. Yeah, when you, it's very similar to Driver. It's like an arcadey Driver is the best way I would describe it. Like the newer Drivers, not the first one.
Right. Driver with three in the middle.
There you go. But, yeah. It's a fun little arcade game. I could see it being better on a cheap game. But
yeah,
this
I was
about
to ask you if it was like $30. Would
30
it be
or $40, I would say. This could be a fun romp to go through. But at $60, I don't know if I could justify paying $60 for this. Especially if that's all you do. Drive to point A to point B, get out of the car. And the on-foot mechanics are terrible. So, I don't know. The other demo, there's two more that I played. I played Legends of WrestleMania, and outside of a little nostalgia for myself from being a kid and watching wrestling,
yeah,
the game's not very good.
Yeah, that's one. I don't know if it's up. Yeah, I haven't checked. I haven't checked the PlayStation Store all week because all I've been doing basically is playing Street Fighter and Killzone. But if that demo's up on PSN, which it very well might be, I don't know. I'll look when I get home. If it is, I need to download it to see what it's like.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I guess if you're accustomed to playing like good playing wrestling games, this is very kind of simple, very basic.
Right.
It does have all of the stuff in it. Like, when your character comes down to the ring, he's riding in that little ring cart with the ropes on it, just like from the WrestleMania. And Hulk Hogan has his music. It looks like he was stung by a bee in his chest, though.
Yeah.
Like his chest is huge.
Yeah, they did that. They did the same thing that Acclaim did with Legends of Wrestling, where they made the characters larger than life purposely. Like, their whole tagline was that the characters would be like you remembered them, not like they really were. So
it was just funny to hear the I'm a real American. You know, he comes down to the ring and he actually had the belt on. Like, I guess in the game, one person's the champion and you can put the title on the line and all that stuff. And he comes down the ring, he's wearing the belt, you know. And then after the match when I won, he's like holding the belt up and like like they used to in the old WrestleMania. So it was kind of a nostalgia thing, but the game itself was just kind of
gotcha.
And you can pick your manager. Like, in the demo, you only get two characters. You get Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And then you can choose one manager, which is Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Right.
And he'll get up on the ropes, and then, like, the computer will go over there and try to hit him. Like, the computer focused on him the whole time.
Nice.
So I just beat the crap out of the computer while he was trying to hit my manager. Nice. I'm like, whatever. And the last demo I played, I was actually excited to play this because it was made, the guy who made Scarface and Chronicles of Riddick, the original, had something to do with it, which was Wanted. And I really liked the movie. I thought the movie was really fun. It was really kind of a stupid, fun movie.
The book is more the game is more based on the comic book, isn't it?
Well, then it doesn't make me want to read the comic. Of course, I don't think the comic's going to have anything to do with the gameplay.
Right.
This game, it looks like the Bourne game, which didn't look good.
Right.
I mean, it just looked okay. It does not play as good as the Bourne game at all. It, you basically run from cover to cover, and it's terrible cover. And, like, you have these slow motion moves, and you can curve your bullets and all this stuff, but it's just so generic and tacky. It's just not fun at all. Like, the combat's not fun. The shooting's not fun. The shooting is so bad. You know how in, like, Gears of War, if a guy's behind cover, and you can get, like, a sliver of him past there, you can hit him? Yeah, in this game, I could see the dude's whole head, but the fact that he was behind cover, I couldn't shoot him. I couldn't shoot him at all.
Nice.
Regardless of the fact that the reticule is right on his face.
That's terrible. That's lazy.
Yeah, it's just a very bad...
That's either lazy or they were pushing the development team too fast to get this game out.
Well, what are they working to get it out for? The movie's been out for a year.
Okay, maybe it was... maybe they ran out of money and said, okay.
I don't know what they're thinking with this game, but the demo that I played, and it's a pretty substantial demo. I mean, you play in a warehouse, a plane. I mean, it's a long demo. And there was nothing fun about it. The only thing fun was when you do, like, the close combat kills, when you run up to the guy, and literally all you have to do is run up to him. And I tested this theory out just to see if you could run through the game without going into cover. I ran through the whole demo pretty much without ever going into cover and just doing melee.
Nice.
And basically the melee moves, you just run up and, like, gruesomely kill them, which was kind of neat. But the difficulty settings are kind of classic.
Yeah.
Like, you have killer, which is regular. You have assassin, which is hard. And easy is called pussy.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
You know what game that, and actually the melee killing reminded me of it? I really, really wish they would make a sequel, like a straight-out sequel, same gameplay, just updated engine, of the Punisher game.
Yeah.
That was on...
Well, I want to play the PSN one that's coming out.
That's multiplayer, though.
It is multiplayer, but it looks really fun.
Yeah, it does look fun. But I want, like, a full-out single-player Punisher game like the old one,
because
that game was great.
I like that game a lot, actually. I had a lot of fun with that game. It was stupid. It was mindless, but
right.
It was just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that game. Also on my 360 this week, I played Merv Griffin's Crosswords because I really thought it was a crossword game.
No, it's a game show game.
It's a game show game, and I got confused as shit while I was playing. I got so confused that I just gave up at one point because, like, you pick your character or whatever, and you go out there, and then apparently everybody's a clone of you. So I could never tell when it was telling me that it was my turn. Like, the dude was exactly the same dude with the same shirt and everything. I'm like, fuck, was that me? And here's the most awesome thing. This had to be hilarious. You know, like, AI obviously is not going to get every answer, right? That would make it too hard, okay? Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're programming AI, I'm just curious, did they program dyslexic AI? Because, like, if the computer doesn't know the answer, it spells the right word. But in the wrong order.
You know what? NES Jeopardy used to do the same thing.
This isn't NES. This is Xbox 360.
Right.
You know, and this motherfucker's like, if the answer was like part of your, you know, a muscle in your leg, like the knee or something, or a bone in your leg, the knee, a joint in your leg, a knee. He spells it E-K-N-E. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And then the next question is something you'd never get, and he spells it perfectly.
So this guy doesn't know what a knee is.
But he knows what the Tsar of China is. Mm-hmm. Or something. You know, some fucking crazy thing that I have no idea what it is.
The Tsar of China.
The Tsar of Russia. Whatever. Of I don't... You know what I mean. Some shit that nobody would know. And I'm just sitting there saying, I swear to God I lost who I was. Like, it would be like showing the character, and it's like, your turn. And I'm trying to type, and it's not coming anything up. I'm like, oh, that's not me. That's my clone.
That's funny.
That game is terrible. Don't ever play it.
It sounds horrific.
Yeah, don't ever play that game.
So, how was the Watchmen game?
Yo, can I run through my fondling myself? I still have a lot more to go.
Dude, we interrupt his every week.
Yes.
You can interrupt mine, but don't ask me to move out of my flow.
I'll ask you to move out of your flow whenever I want to.
You ain't never had no flow.
I got flow. I did play MLB 2K9.
Oh, you played it?
Yes, I did. It's MLB, 2K, whatever. I beat, like, the crap. This is why I don't review baseball games. This is why I leave them entirely up to people who play baseball. I was hitting in the park home runs, and I beat the computer, like, 34-4.
Wow.
and I really don't like baseball.
Did you play on easy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I'm terrible at these games. Like, I tried to do the right analog stick pitching and batting. Yeah, that ain't happening. That definitely ain't happening. But it's just baseball. I really didn't see anything different with it.
I have a much better...
You should. That's definitely not me.
I'll have a much more in-depth review of that this week.
Yeah, I don't know much about that game. I just know I played. It actually is pretty. I give you that. It is pretty. But what's funny is, like, they focus on certain players again, and that's very obvious.
Yeah.
Like, some of them don't look so good, and some of them do. I did play more Street Fighter 4 on the 360 this week. Just kind of getting used to it. Actually, I did do some sparring. Did you yank it out?
Whoa, I yanked out my ears.
You crazy there we go. Ear person.
Yeah.
I did do some sparring with Killer Wolverine over there.
Nice.
We did some local sparring.
Nice.
And how'd it go?
Did you peon him?
No.
Were you peoned?
Yeah. I won 3 matches out of like 20.
Nice. What character do you make?
We played as all.
Oh, dude.
We just played as random.
Who's your favorite, though?
Yes.
I'm still a Ken player.
All right.
I am very much a Ken player, and I like to play as him.
You know what? That actually leads me into a rant.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm sick of seeing people complain about how many people are playing Ken and Ryu. I don't play Ken or Ryu. I play Sagat, or I play Balrog. And people complain about Sagat, too, but not as much about Ken or Ryu.
Which is kind of funny because he is a Ken or Ryu with more moves.
Right, exactly.
Which is funny as hell to me.
They complain about him being overpowered, it kills me. That's all I see anywhere is, you know, there's too many people playing Ken or Ryu. There's too many people playing Ken or Ryu. Well, no fucking shit. They're the main characters in the game.
They're the ones we've been playing with since the beginning of time.
Yeah, I mean... There was anybody who didn't expect this game to come out and everybody to be playing as Ken or Ryu has no idea about anything Street Fighter.
No.
Because that's what most people have been playing since Street Fighter 2 came out. Not only are they the easiest characters for new people to learn, they're the characters that most people who've played the game for a long time but maybe haven't played the alpha games, haven't played Third Strike. They're the ones that they know how to play as. And you know what? Yeah, they're going to do the same shit every match. They're going to throw 800 million Shoryukens and miss every one of them. But you know what? You shouldn't be complaining about that. You should just realize that if they throw 800 Shoryukens, block them, and then kick the shit out of them when they land.
Yeah.
I mean...
He learned that real fast that I don't sit and throw fireballs all day long.
Yeah.
I rarely throw a fireball with Ken or Ryu.
Right.
I don't see a point in it unless you're all the way over there and I'm trying to get you to come to me.
Yeah. There's a reason for... I mean, that's the other thing is people complain about, well, you throw too many fireballs. Well, guess what? That's the whole fucking point of having a fireball throwing character is that you can zone across the screen and keep people away from you. Yep. And then when they jump into attack... Guess what? That's what the Shoryuken is for.
Yep.
But, I mean, people just constantly complain online about, man, there's too many people playing Ken Ryu and Akuma and Sagat. There's too many people playing these characters. Too many people playing them. Well, you know what? They're the main characters in the game. They were always going to be the characters that people played most. In 6 months, when most of the people who are only playing this casually for now move on, you're going to see a lot more diversity in terms of character structure. But you can't expect that right now because the game just came out. And most of the people playing Street Fighter 4 probably haven't played a Street Fighter since 2. So it just frustrates the hell out of me. It's just play the game and have fun. I can still have, even if I'm playing against some guy using Ken and all he does is throw dragon punches, I can still have fun. Because all you got to do, like I said, just block and beat the shit out of them when they land.
Yeah.
And hopefully they learn their lesson. If they don't, well, then they'll get blocked and beat the shit out of by somebody else. I don't understand all the complaining.
I did learn something this week about the game. That you can cancel a cancel.
Oh, yeah.
You can cancel a focus attack.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody focus attacks you, you can cancel it right back if you're really fast.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The best thing to do, this is, most of the people playing the game, at least, probably know this already, but you can dash cancel focus attacks.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
But actually canceling a focus to another focus is like really timing based. Like canceling a focus is easy for me.
Right.
But like I was telling Killer Wolverine when we were playing, I'm like, you know, I can sit here and tell you how to do everything, but I think I've just gotten too lazy in my gaming that I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, the problem is once you start actually playing against somebody, half of that shit goes out the window.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm going to kick. I'm going to kick.
I want to jump kick. I want to jump kick.
You know what's funny, though? I think my favorite thing in terms of online Street Fighter right now is playing the people who pick Akuma, and they... For the first half of the match, they jump backwards and throw fireballs, which is fine. That's, you know, that's one of his moves. You're allowed to do that. But then once you, you know, absorb the fireball or block it and dash in close to him, they don't know what to do. So you kick the crap out of them. Then when they get their ultra meter built up, his ultra is jab, jab, back, and you can hit. You get the shortcut to it is you can hit back. I think it's hard punch and light kick at the same time, or light, no, it's, yeah, hard punch and light kick at the same time. So they're trying to do their ultra, and they're just sitting there jabbing the air. They're like, and then they back up, back up, back up. They spend like 10 minutes just trying to do their ultra, and you just kind of walk over to them and punch them in the face. Or they spend half a round trying to get their ultra off, and then when they finally do, you jump over it,
yeah,
and then they have no idea what to do. Those are my favorite people to play right now.
Here's my, I totally forgot what I was going to say. I take back what I said about Rose being the worst character, though. Because I actually did play her, and I do like her. Who I don't like, I still don't like Gen.
You still don't like Gen?
I hate him, he's, like, with a passion.
I don't know. He's all right. You just got to be, you got to be pretty good. I played against a decent Gen the
you
other
gotta
day.
Be, you
got
to be really good to play as Gen.
Yeah.
He's a bitch to play
and,
as.
I mean, he requires a lot of.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say.
Timing.
Guile's ultra combo. Fuck that. We'll never do.
It's hard.
Fuck that. We'll never do. You seen the motion? Yeah. Fuck that. We'll never do.
No.
I mean, I can get it to come off on the pad.
Not me.
You just
no,
gotta.
Fuck that. We'll never do. That's the end of that.
wow.
The nice thing about that.
I'll be a noob.
Is that you can actually cancel out of a flash kick into that. So you can flash kick and then cancel immediately out
yeah,
of
I can't
it
even
his
do it.
Ultra.
So I'm not going to cancel anything.
Well,
on
it's
him.
Actually...
I'm going to cancel picking him.
It's almost easier to cancel.
Fuck Guile. I used to like him, like an alpha. Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah, and here's a tip for people who do play the Ken and Ryu crowd. If you want a Dragon Punch to come off, the shortcut for a Dragon Punch is just down forward punch.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the whole, like... the
just
whole motion that it tells
ultra
you to do.
Combo build up.
You can just hit down forward punch, and that's the shortcut for the dragon punch motion. So maybe that'll help you guys get your dragon punches off more consistently instead of punching the air.
All right, I'm gonna run through some older stuff. I did play some Texas Hold'em some more this week because I just like to play that every now and then. I threw back in Earth Defense Force and got addicted to it again, so I'll probably play that some more this week. I absolutely love that game. I still need to finish it. Like I'm only on level 25 out of 100.
Nice.
I mean, I bet it's just stupid fun.
And I noticed you have zero achievements in that.
There's only five.
Nice.
You have to beat every level on every difficulty.
Oh, wow.
That's why I don't have any achievements on that. But I still love playing it. I did play Burnout Paradise a lot this week. I got back into that. I forget like how much I get back into that game every time I put it in. It's just really fun.
I need to pick that game up.
Yeah, I wish you had it on 360. We could get on and play some
challenges. Well, he doesn't have a 360
when he gets
right
his
now.
360 gotcha. Back. That's some fun stuff to play online, especially with all the DLC they got running on it now. I did play some Battle Fantasia to get through the rest of the story mode with the characters. And, you know, I really like that game. I think a lot more people should play that game. Because it's funny, there's like less than 500 people on the leaderboard total. Just goes to show you how many people bought that game. But it's really good if you like fighting games. And the two big games that I played this week, obviously The Watchmen for Xbox Live Arcade. I really like it.
Isn't it kind of like
really?
A Final Fight clone?
It's a beat-em-up game, and you can play as either Rorschach or Night Owl, and that's the two main characters of the game. And the combat system is really, really kind of good. It is very dark. It's a very dark game. It is a very violent game.
Yeah.
And it is very mindless.
The movie's very dark and violent, too. So.
It's a very mindless beat-em-up. I mean, it's just the same enemy over and over and over again, a lot of that. So the fact that it's $20 will turn a lot of people off, but it doesn't look like an Xbox Live Arcade game, to me anyway. I think it looks really good for an Xbox Live Arcade game. I know you can probably beat it. I mean, there's an achievement for beating the whole game in 80 minutes.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's not super long, But it is really pretty good. And Rorschach just will not shut the fuck up while you're playing. He just keeps talking the whole time. He just talks the whole damn time. But it is basically run from point A to point B and beat up a bunch of people. But it's I really like it.
I was glad to see that they got the voice talent from the movie to do the actual voices in the game.
Aren't they doing more than one game based on different characters?
Yeah.
I think that was the original plan. I don't know if it's still the plan.
I guess I'll see how this sells.
Yeah, I heard that it was actually kind of a episodic content, which we all know that that has worked well in the past with other games.
Yeah.
We'll see, but it is really good. If you're a fan of the comics or the movies or beat 'em ups in general, it'd be worth checking out at least the demo.
Sweet. Well, hopefully mine will completely download sometime in the near future.
And the big, big game I played this week was Halo Wars. And I don't know what else to say about it that hasn't been said already, but it is really, really good. Even if you don't like RTSs, it is really... I played a skirmish just to see how it would to pan out. My only really big complaint is the unit cap. Obviously, you only have 30 units.
Right.
But you don't have to build workers, you know, so that saves you some unit cap.
Yeah.
Now, you can raise that unit cap with special perks.
Special perks, you can raise the unit cap.
You just gotta, you're not going to be able to raise the unit cap until late in a skirmish, though.
But once you get
build
used,
up your technology.
Once you get used to the way the game plays, like, everything is right at your fingertips. Like, anytime you want to go to your army, you just tap on the D-pad. If you want to go to your base, you tap on the D-pad. You want to select all your units, tap on the bumper. You know, it's all so simple. And I don't know why anybody hasn't thought of this streamlining before for a console RTS. Playing this on a PC, you'd probably be bored to tears.
Yeah.
Because there's really nothing.
Especially if you're a big RTS fan.
Yeah. There's two things that you have to watch. You have to watch your power and your supplies. And you can just upgrade your supply depots. And your bases can only be built in certain places. But it's really, really fun. I love the campaign so far. Like, I've played through, like, five missions so far. And I really like the campaign. Like, at first I was worried the maps were going to be kind of similar. And then I got to the second act. And the map just totally changed entirely. Like a completely different setting. It was like a city setting. It was really awesome. It's really fun.
Sounds really, really sweet.
It is a really, really good game. Really good.
You know, when I went to pick it up at Best Buy, I went to check out, and this guy saw that, you know, he's checking me out, and he's like, oh, Halo Wars.
He's checking you out, huh?
Ew.
Ew.
But he's like, oh, this is a really good game. Halo Wars is really good. Like, yeah, he's like, do you have a PS3? I'm like, yeah. He's like, did you check out Killzone? I'm like, yeah, I really didn't like it. You know, it bored me, the single player, you know. I wish it had co-op. Like, and I told him, like I said last week, you know, the only reason why I like Halo 3 is because it had the online co-op. And I was like, yeah, Killzone wasn't all that good because it bored me. And he's like, yeah, Halo Wars really sucks. I'm like, you just said it was really good. But then I said...
Wow.
Killzone I didn't really like, and you said Halo Wars.
You ran into
a fanboy.
One of the fanboy hive minds
in
their natural habitat.
That's just, see, that I don't understand that at all.
The Xbox fanboy's natural habitat is working at a GameStop.
I guess he figured that since you thought Killzone sucked, that you wouldn't have appreciated a game like Halo Wars, which was obviously insignificant to Killzone 2.
I don't know. I just find that funny.
God, these people kill me.
I think it's good that we're split right down the middle on Killzone.
I think it
makes
the discussion more
interesting.
Well, I think that it shows that there is a lot of variation in it right now, and if you like it, that's awesome. I'm glad that there is a PS3 game out there that is just awesome enough for people to get this excited over. I really am.
Yeah,
I wish Uncharted would have been that game.
Yeah.
And people did not defend that game as much as it deserved.
Yeah, Uncharted deserved to be hugely selling.
And even though I didn't like it, Ratchet and Clank deserved to be that much sought after.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Sony has a lot of great games that deserve to be sought after, and I don't know why this one is garnering so much hatred.
Uncharted deserved to sell more than Gears of War.
You know, I don't care about all that. I just, you know, if you don't like a game, there's no use to knock other people and knock other games.
I was trying to rile up Killer Wolverine, and it didn't work just now. I think he was ignoring me.
Honestly, I'm kind of floaty.
Oh, I said Uncharted deserved to sell more copies than Gears of War.
I agree.
Damn, see?
I agree.
Uncharted was a fucking amazing game.
Yes, it was. And yes. Uncharted 2 would probably be so
and I'm
much
very
better.
Excited about
Dude,
Uncharted
Dude, if Uncharted 2 doesn't sell like gangbusters, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
I won't be surprised, though.
I won't be surprised either.
And that disappoints the piss out of me.
The thing is,
that game's going to be badass.
I'm actually predicting that Uncharted 2 will actually sell a significant amount more than the original.
I hope so.
It should.
It deserves to, for sure.
But, you know, like I said, these fanboys just need to stop. You know, we don't have to agree on everything. Just don't make fun of other people and say something else sucks because you didn't agree with them.
You know, it was just as bad with the Halo guys.
I know.
And
yeah.
They needed to stop it, too.
It just needs to stop. Just let, you know, just enjoy playing games.
If you enjoy it, enjoy it. If you don't take what everybody else says so goddamn seriously.
Yep. Exactly.
It's not your
We all have different tastes, just like we have different tastes in movies, music, food, everything. We're not going to agree on everything.
Killzone is not your mother. You should not be offended if somebody doesn't like it.
Exactly.
So indeed. Get over it. You know, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people out there that don't like Halo Wars, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't like a game, you don't like a game. You love a game, you think it's the greatest thing ever, awesome.
Yep.
Play the shit out of it. Enjoy it.
And you're not a noob because you don't like the controls.
And if you don't think Two Human is the best game ever released, then you are a noob.
You just don't know how to play it.
And you need to go back to playing Atari 2600.
You just don't know how to play
it. You're right. You just don't know how to play
it. You just don't know how to play it.
If you don't think Two World is a masterpiece of RPG design, then you need to go back and play Adventure on the Atari 2600.
Two World is a masterpiece of poopy.
Because you don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even have an idea.
I think I'm going to take Eat Lead under my wing. And pretend
you
that I
hated
like
Eat Lead.
I know, I was like, I'm going to pretend I like it a lot. Actually, I did that with the game that I got hit on so bad was Kane and Lynch. Like, people gave me so much shit about that game. And I like that game. Yeah. I really did.
You need to take
50
cents.
We've all got several games in our...
That are terrible that we love.
Yeah, in our piles of shit.
I should take 50 cents under my wing because people just give me shit all the time because I say it's a good game. I'm like, you know, I can't help it.
Hey, the gameplay takes, you know...
Yeah, you just got to get away from the deer in the headlight eyeballs that he has and the dialogue and the story and everything except for the shooting. I wish I could just play with the reticle.
Yeah, well,
like, if I couldn't see anything else, that'd be awesome.
You also like Tao Fang, so.
I like Tao Fang.
I like Tao Fang. It was kind of crappy, but I liked it.
It was crappy. But that's okay. You're allowed to like a crappy game.
We all like crappy games.
You're allowed to like a very crappy game.
And you know what? A lot of us don't like good games.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't like Resident Evil.
You don't like Resident Evil, and that's a good game. You know?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So,
whatever. We agree to disagree.
Exactly, and that's the way it should be.
I mean, I'm glad we all don't agree, because, you know, it kind of gets
boring.
Then it
would be very boring.
But to the extent of, you know, calling people names and noob because you don't like the controls.
Oh, you're just a noob.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a fucking idiot because you don't think Worms 3D is the best game ever.
This is true. That's like the best game ever.
Just play the goddamn game.
Gambus Khan likes Piano 3.
Dude, you know something? You had to drag that out.
Vanessa Schneider.
Do you really like that game?
I thought it had some good ideas.
Really?
Gambus Khan.
Even though I will admit that the gameplay
was terrible.
It was terrible, but
terrible.
It had a lot of good ideas.
Zero Tolerance's favorite game is Death by Degrees.
I don't even own that.
Honestly, do you have that over there?
No. That game is awful.
That was
awful.
No,
I just thought it would be funny.
The game is a basket of ass.
I'd rather put my hand in a blender than play it.
If you put your hand in a blender, you might be able to play it better.
You might be able to.
That's how broken the controls are.
That game was awful.
Snap.
Just awful.
As far as my fondling this week, I'm definitely going to play more Halo Wars. Yeah, we've totally let this run on way too long.
What do you know? What are you going to do?
Definitely going to play a lot more Halo Wars, more Street Fighter 4.
Yes.
Hopefully Resident Evil 5. I'm actually really wanting to
play that. So wait, let me ask you a question first before you go on. Do you still have Street Fighter on PlayStation 3? Or do you just
have
it on 360?
I still have both.
Okay.
I still have both.
Because we need to fight.
Fight!
Well, let's go down the parking lot, bitch.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to play more Watchmen. I'm definitely going to play more Watchmen this week. And actually, I think I'm actually getting back into Burnout and Earth Defense Force. So those will be my, like, my quick time games where I can throw in for like a half hour and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
I think those will be those games.
Wait week, a minute. So. Hold on. I've never noticed this before. Do you really have Tomb Raider, The Angel of Darkness
yeah.
on your shelf?
I am a Tomb Raider fanboy, and I actually, the funny thing is I really tried to play through that game.
What a terrible game.
But it glitched and saved in the glitch.
Nice.
So I can't move. I fell down a hole when you were playing as the dude. Like I just yeah. fell down this hole, and he didn't die.
Nice.
And he got stuck there, and it saved.
Nice.
So I can't get out of the hole. I can't finish the game.
Oh, that's God trying to tell you that there's no reason at all for you to finish that game.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, like, the beginning of the game is so bad that, like, that's why everybody stopped playing it. Then when you actually get into, like, the tomb raiding part of it, when you get away from that stupid, you know, like, street cred shooting
right.
people stuff, it actually yeah. got okay except for the controls, but it was glitchy as all fuck.
Yeah.
And then I got saved in a glitch, so if I wanted to play it again, I'd have to go back from the beginning and play it. I was like, I'm not doing that.
That's like the definition of a broken game.
It was very broken, and that's why they got fired.
Yeah. If we if it hasn't shown up on the forum yet, there really needs to be a thread about what's your favorite game that everybody else hates.
Yes.
Or your favorite terrible game.
Yeah.
I just think it would be funny, like, how many people would post Halo in there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite game everybody hates?
It's sad that everybody hates Halo.
Yeah, Halo. Halo is a great game.
I agree.
Yeah, but it's just boring.
You're boring.
I know.
It just likes to take its time.
Yeah. Now that we got fondling out of the way, and obviously we didn't streamline it, so it's time to do some weekly dirt.
What? What? I'm too drunk for this shit today. All right, news for Gamers Internet Radio, brought to you by your mom's a hooker. She sleeps with men for money.
Hold on, get him off, get him off.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Get him off.
Leave me alone.
Shit.
Don't touch me.
Shit, okay.
Your mom's a whore.
We apologize for that. Apparently our news announcer was drunk.
I don't know what got into that guy.
I don't know, fucking... dude. Take his doubloon back. Take his doubloon back, because I'm not giving him that for that shit. That was weak sauce. We got some news. Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt is back in
the
house.
I'll give your mother a balloon back.
Somebody beat the shit out of him. Take him downstairs and beat him to death.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, go do it, Gambus. We're going to do some news. First up, Bethesda released a patch for Fallout 3 to prepare for the game's second DLC, The Pit. Neversoft announced that Guitar Hero Metallica will be the first game in the series to support the lips microphone.
Lips.
That's actually kind of cool. When is Rock Band going to get that patch?
They're not.
Yeah.
They announced that they're not going to support that.
Boo hiss.
Which was last week's.
Oh, there. Well, there we go.
Sorry.
Last week's Xbox Live Arcade game was The Watchmen, obviously. 1,600 points, man. $20. And it's also on PSN. $20. Ouch. It's expensive, but it's good. Microsoft's Director of Product Management, Aaron Greenberg, claims that the company has left the Red Ring of Death failure behind.
Give me a break.
And it will soon be a thing of the past.
Da-da-da.
Greenberg told Edge, "We're seeing great performance of the current systems, so we're really happy with the way they've been performing."
You know what? Here's the other thing. As far as douchebag PR guys go, I think Aaron Greenberg might be the biggest douchebag. That's all I wanted to say.
From friends that have had repairs done as of late, I can tell you from our own internal staff that we're seeing very strong performance from a quality standpoint. What it comes down to is this, is us on this... wait, I'm on the wrong sentence. Is isolating and figuring out the issue, fixing the issue, and more that we can fix the issue and know it's fixed. Then we're good going forward. We've put the worst behind us on this, but we know there are a few lagging issues, and so we want to take those and make it right.
Yeah.
Should've fucking done that 3 years ago.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should.
Vicious Cycle Software has announced that Vicious Engine 2, very original
Vicious
name,
Vicious Engine 2,
will be officially launched at this year's GDC in San Francisco. The first DLC of Prince of Persia is up now. It's called Epilogue, and it's great, but it's kind of repetitive.
Oh, the boogeyman joke.
Konami will start selling PSP double packs in the UK starting on March 27th. The first two pack will be Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops and Silent Hill Origins. And Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops and Coded Arms. It's not bad. You are now available to view trophies on PlayStation.com. So they're finally getting up there so you can see all your accomplishments. I won't call them achievements on PlayStation.com, which is kind of cool. Which I actually did go check out. It was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Midway is seeking an execution of purchase agreement for the sale of Midway's Mortal Kombat franchise assets, according to the court documents posted on NetDockets.
I wonder who's going to snap that up.
I hope it's somebody I have in my pocket.
Well, you know, you
cash
know.
Cash that check, bitch.
You know somebody is going to pick up Mortal
well,
Kombat.
Well, no doubt about
I
that.
Mean, that's...
You know what wouldn't surprise me, actually, and I don't know why this came to my head as soon as I read this news? Activision.
That's exactly what I was just about ready to say.
Activision screams. Because you realize that they love the milking franchises.
Right.
And if we could get a Mortal Kombat every year, at the quality Activision actually puts out stuff every year.
I mean, yeah. It's just a question of whether it'll have the quality or not.
Well, everything else they've taken does. I mean, it's people true. Argue Guitar Hero, but you really can't say Guitar Hero has gotten bad because every one of the games have
no,
been good.
You're right.
And Call of Duty has been good every year.
Well, you got two separate teams working on Call of Duty.
But they've got two separate teams working on Guitar Hero now, too. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, whoa. It's just a question of do you really want two separate teams working on Mortal Kombat?
Actually, they
or
have
do you want
three
the same
teams.
Guys?
They have three teams working on Guitar Hero now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew they had two.
They have Vicarious Visions, Neversoft, and Beenox.
Beenox.
They made, I know you're going to laugh at this, but they made the B-movie game.
Oh,
it
gotcha.
Was really good, though. So... Sony's U.S. marketing head John Kohler told MTV that the firm's in ongoing discussions to bring GTA back to the PSP.
San Andreas stories, maybe?
You know it's going to be stories something. BioWare has announced that the opening of a new studio within EA's Montreal studio. The new group will be comprised of 30 people, and about half the staff will be brought in from BioWare's Edmonton studio, the studio that worked on the original Mass Effect. BioWare co-founder and CEO Ray Muchika, I don't know how you say that name, told Game Daily the game that they're starting with is none other than the recently teased Mass Effect 2.
Speaking of which, we never talked about the teaser trailer for Mass Effect 2 on the show. Did everybody see it?
Yeah, it really yes. didn't show a whole lot. Just
no,
excited.
But the big thing it shows is Commander Shepard killed in action at the very end.
That's how they're going to fuck it up.
So, I just want to know what the hell's going on with that.
That's how they're not going to let you carry over your character.
I don't... They said, even after that trailer came out, hold on to your save file. So, my guess is that the game will start out with a different character, but then your Commander Shepard takes over at some point, would be my guess.
I don't know. That makes me worry.
Yeah.
Apparently, Toys R Us is testing a trade-in program.
Really?
Why? I don't know, considering that most of their stores are going bankrupt.
Maybe they think used games are their way to make their money back.
Do you have acrylic nails there, too? What the fuck?
I do.
Oh, my God. Ignition Entertainment announced that King of Fighters 12 will arrive in July.
And it looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful. I've never been huge. I've always been a bigger Street Fighter fan than King of Fighters, but the new King of Fighters looks amazing.
PopCap Games announced its plans to release PopCap Arcade Volume 2 for the 360 next month, which those are usually good collections.
Oh, yeah.
Bizarre Creations announced that Geometry Wars Retro Evolve 2 has been nominated in four categories for the annual Xbox Live Awards. Which, did you guys vote?
No.
Did you vote? You need. Oh, that's right. Your Xbox is broken. I'm sorry. I seriously keep forgetting that, like, that you haven't got them replaced yet.
Yeah, pretty much. You got about a one in three chance of somebody's Xbox being broken when you're talking about it around them. So
this is true. Frank O'Connor has hinted to USA Today that there may be more of Master Chief in Halo's future. Speaking mainly about Halo 3 ODST being more than just an add-on, Frank let slip something about the hero of the Halo saga. I doubt we have seen the last of Master Chief.
Whatever. I imagine you're probably correct.
A boy in his blob is making its return on the Wii.
So you can feed him ketchup-flavored jelly beans that do absolutely nothing.
And waggle.
Have you seen the pictures?
No.
It looks really good.
I usually don't click on Wii.
It's not
news.
Just like a WiiWare release of the original. It's like a new game.
No, it's a new game.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, I love the original
game. And it's two-dimensional graphics, and it actually looks really good looking.
Hmm.
EA is releasing NCAA Basketball 09 March Madness Edition as a DLC for Xbox 360. 1,200 space bucks or $15 in real money. Players will be able to play through their entire NCAA tournament from the opening round to the Final Four itself, complete with a virtual replica of the Ford Field in court in Detroit.
What?
Which is cool, but when you make a college basketball game, shouldn't that kind of be in it already?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's already got, it doesn't have Ford Field in it, but it's already got the tournament. So, I mean, I don't understand, I guess just because it, you can play through the actual tournament?
I don't know.
But,
whatever.
It's not worth $15.
The people behind Sony's Buzz Quiz Games are hard at work on a secret project.
Yeah, word is the secret project is another Buzz game.
Probably.
No, Buzz kidding. 2.
Best Buy is also testing a used game program.
I'm telling you, man. Everybody sees that GameStop makes killings off of the used games.
A Nintendo representative told GameSpot, "At this time, we do not have any plans to launch the Classic Controller Pro in the U.S.
Hmm.
Konami is still toying with the idea of putting trophies in Metal Gear Solid 4 sometime this century.
An old phrase comes to mind, piss or get off the pot.
Capcom will usher in the launch of Resident Evil 5 on Friday, March 13th by partnering with the American Red Cross to host a blood drive. This has got to be one of the best PR things I've ever seen.
That's great.
Gamers in the L.A. area will be invited to give back to the community by donating blood at the World of Wonder Gallery on Hollywood Boulevard in, Hollywood, California from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In addition, fans of the series will have a chance to get an exclusive limited edition Resident Evil 5 Blood Drive collectibles, win copies of the game, enter a raffle for one of several exclusive Xbox 360 Resident Evil limited edition consoles, and most importantly, do their part to help a good cause.
Indeed. Give blood.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, that's a great crossover PR thing.
Every time you give blood, you save three people's life. So, give blood.
Microsoft continues building an internal Halo development team after it kept the intellectual property from Bungie Studios, which went independent right after Halo 3 shipped. A new job opening on Microsoft's jobs page has revealed that Microsoft Game Studios' Halo team is looking for a strong lead designer to help develop a new experience in the Halo universe.
Dun, dun, dun.
We also talked about the Assault on Dark Athena demo is now available. The demo. GameStop announced an exclusive pre-order bonus for WWE Legends of WrestleMania. Pre-order the game, and your copy will include a code that will allow you to unlock extra GameStop exclusive bonus costumes for The Rock, Jimmy Hart, The Iron Sheik, and Brutus. Yes, we did it. The Barber Beefcake. MCV is reporting that Square and Eidos have agreed buyout terms. Finalization on the deal is expected by May.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know about that. In a post on the USPS board, PlayStation boards, Guerrilla Games producer Seb Downies confirmed that the firm is looking at potentially changing Killzone 2's controls. Quote, "We have not decided if we're going to do anything to the controls. We are investigating. If we change them, we have not said how. No reason to get upset. We are not going to turn them on their head. It would not be sweeping changes. Any potential changes made will be carefully analyzed and tested to ensure they do not negatively affect players who do not experience any issues." Guess it proves if you bitch enough about something, people will try to change it. Kotaku is also reporting that on March 12th, EA Montreal, the people behind Army of Two, will announce their new game, which will be Army of Tutu.
It will be Army of Four.
Guilty Gear developers Arc System Works will release their 2D fighting game Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger on 360 and PS3.
I can't wait for that game.
Yes, it looks incredible.
Which, you know, Arc System Works is the same team that made Battle Fantasia that nobody played.
That nobody played and bought.
Jordan Mechner, the famed creator of the original Prince of Persia game, has been tapped to write Fathom, the movie adaptation of the popular comic book. Batman Arkham Asylum will be a Games for Windows Live title. The Bigs 2 has been announced and will hit stores this summer. Mm-hmm. And in the saddest news of the day, THQ laid off 86 of the 102 employees in the Volition Quality Assurance Department, which is not a good sign for the new Red Faction.
No, sadly.
And that's all I have. Did you have some bonus?
Yep.
What else you got?
Yep. What bonus do we
K-Dub.
Have?
K-Dub.
Let's see.
K-Dub.
Bear with me. Let's see. Worms, Armageddon Decade, Xbox Live Arcade. I guess it'll be released soon for the 10th anniversary of the Worms.
10th anniversary of Worms. 10th
anniversary.
That makes me feel old.
Worms is the bomb.
Let's see here.
Worms.
Microsoft has announced the Days of Arcade, which, let me see here.
We have 7 games over 6 weeks.
Yep, 6 weeks of downloadable stuff. When does it start? Let me see. I don't know. Did you get a start date on yours?
The week after next. It's the 18th.
Week after next. Which the 7 games are The Dishwasher, Dead Samurai, Flock, Hasbro Family Game Night, Load Runner, Run Online, Arcade, Puzzle Quest,
Galactrix,
and Uno Rush.
There's some good games in there.
Dishwasher was a great game.
That was a community game, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. We already... Oops. I went the wrong way. We already said about the Prince of Persia downloadable
DLC,
content.
Yes. We got that. We're good.
Yeah, hold on. I lost my place. Damn it.
Welcome to the News for Disorganized Gamers podcast.
We're filling in.
Great way to fill the time.
That's good. I like that.
360 won't get the Unreal 3 Tournament Titan Pack.
Boo.
BioShock 2 teaser site's up.
Nice.
So you can go get some tees on.
Rise Against is coming to Guitar Hero.
Who? Rise Against.
Rise Against. You can go to ZT Game Domain to see the details.
Damn straight.
Damn skippy. Fallout 3 Pit has been dated for the 24th.
Of March? For
800 points. Rumor, Microsoft is going to kill the 360 Elite Edition.
Oh,
just a rumor.
Ooh, hey, the Wii One less SKU on the market.
Wait a minute. They're going to kill it?
Yes, they're going to kill it.
I think it kills itself.
Yeah.
Snap.
Predictable red ring and death joke, number one.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
DLC for Rock Band this week includes 2 songs from The Offspring, a song from R.E.M., and a song from Richard Thompson.
Who?
I don't know. Never heard
Who's
of him.
Richard Thompson? He sounds like some dude I met at the grocery store. I don't,
yeah. Maybe you did.
I might have.
Yeah.
He's walking to me and he's like, oh, you know, I sing.
Wow.
Not really.
That was...
Wow.
That was terrible.
All right.
That was an experience.
Capcom has confirmed that a new game, they will announce a new game on March 12th at the launch of Resident Evil 5.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody's seen this yet.
No.
So it's not Lost Planet 2.
Well, I don't know. They just said a new game announcement.
Well, no. They've already announced Lost Planet, so...
You know what I'm hoping?
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah, dude.
Either...
With the Street Fighter 4 engine?
Either that, or a next-gen Strider game.
Oh, you've been hoping for that longer than we've been hoping for Killer Instinct. Just give up.
Man.
Give up hope, because we're not getting Killer Instinct. You're not getting Strider till we get Killer Instinct. Which I heard, isn't there a rumor that Rare's got 2 games to be announced at E3?
Dun, dun, dun.
We can always hope.
Oh, if it's Viva Pinata 3, I'm going to be pissed this time, okay? No. I understand Viva Pinata is a good game, but let's stop.
Yes.
I think just 2 more. Let me see. Capcom has also said that we Resident Evil fans will, quote, be very happy very soon.
We Resident Evil
Man,
fans?
They're going to announce the Wii version of Resident Evil 5, aren't they? Son of a bitch.
The downsized version.
Oh, God.
And here's a rumor to your Army of 2 sequel.
Glad I didn't say what I was thinking.
What were you going to say? Oh, you have to say it now.
No, I do not.
Oh, you suck. The rumor is that the sequel will be called Army of 2, the 40th Day. And we'll know the details.
If you could not get in any stupider name,
well, that's the rumor.
The 40th day.
What happened on the first 39?
Well, that's the rumor, and we'll know
more. Maybe it's a biblical flood reference.
Yeah.
We'll know more on, what, Thursday, the 12th.
About Resident Evil?
No, about Army 2, jackass.
But you said the 12th was when they were announcing the new Capcom game. Dude. They're going to, what is the 12th, like the special day?
I guess.
Like everybody's going to announce 12th. Everything. Is it going to be like Megaton Thursday?
Sure, we'll call it that.
That's
Megaton.
That's what we've dubbed it.
I guess I don't know if this has been confirmed or rumored about the game. It's supposed to take place in Shanghai. Let me see.
That's where the first, what's the first scene in Indiana Jones?
Right. The game will feature moral decisions, a deeper weapons customization system, multiple endings.
Can we have one where we fight the boss?
That would be nice. You'll be using
that's the hidden ending.
Can we have one where they don't say stupid crap the whole game?
No, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny. The banter was awesome. Civilians can be used as meat shields.
That's just mean. That's crossing a line.
Yeah,
I can't play this game.
Your mom's crossing a line.
Sometimes she does, and when she does, she falls.
Good to know. That's about it.
That's it?
That's it.
Damn. That's it.
I thought it was
going
to last longer than that.
No, I picked it.
So I guess we have to answer questions now because you didn't fill up the time slot.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can talk more about Dragon Quest V.
Oh, snap. Wow. Wolverine striking back.
He just put the slap down on your ass.
Oh, I could talk more about Dragon Quest V.
It's turn-based, though, Gambus. Now it's your turn.
All right. This first question that we answered a long time ago, but it was lost in the archives of space.
Space.
I guess his name.
The Final Frontier.
Potter?
Potter?
I don't know. Please tell us how you pronounce this. He says, hey guys, love the show. It's becoming a major part of my weekly routine. And along with Edge, you guys are one of the major sources of my gaming info.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thanks to
we
you, I'll be getting that. Valkyria Chronicles.
Yes.
As soon as I can find it, none of my usual shops seem to carry it. And Persona 4 as soon as it gets released over here. He's Irish. Woo! I'm still penciled in for Spring 09. These are two games that would have easily passed me by amid all the big name titles, and it's hard to focus in on some of the more original minor games, so thanks for that. Anyway, on to the big question. I'm in the same boat as Nade Magnet from last week's, which is a lot longer than that, podcast coming from a long PlayStation background. I got my original system with Tomb Raider in 97. I've been a religious fan of the consoles from Sony since day one and never, even for an instant, regretted the $771 I spent on my backwards-compatible 60 gig. I use it to its full potential, like listening to music or playing original PS games via remote play on my PSP, watching Blu-ray, and even use the browser quite a bit. It's shit slow, quote from him.
That is true.
There comes a time in every gamer's life, every generation's life, when price points and good games turn my head and I start looking into other systems. For me, that time has arrived. I don't count myself as a Sony fanboy. I'm a gamer, first and foremost, having regularly played or owned other systems down through the years. Half-Life and Halo on PC, Zelda, Mario, and GoldenEye on the 64. I've owned a GBA for Final Fantasy Tactics and a GameCube for Zelda and Resident Evil 4. I got a Wii for Twilight Princess and was genuinely excited about the possibilities of that system, but I blew the layer of dust off of it and sold it during the year. Long story short, while I'm a Sony fan, there's something I want to play on another system. I'll play it eventually.
Good man.
Now that the 360 is more affordable, I'm considering picking one up. But I've already got a Bluetooth mic and keypad from a PS3 and don't want to invest that again at all for a new system. On top of that, I'm not really willing to pay for online service when PSN gives everything I need at the minute. Do you honestly think the 360 is worth getting as an offline system? If I buy one, I'll definitely buy Lost Odyssey and Fable 2 and possibly The Last Remnant, all of which I want to play, but they aren't really system sellers in my eyes. I also want to try Gears 2, and Halo 3, but do you think single-player campaigns in these games are worth playing, and will I find enough other compelling offline titles to keep me coming to the 360 instead of gathering dust like my Wii? Another option, of course, is the DS, because there are a ton of games. It's interesting to think that this far in the current gen, 360 and DS are directly competing for my cash. Which would each of you choose if cash was limited, and what three games for your chosen system are necessary purchases?
Wow. If you weren't taking it online, then I'd say the DS. But I don't know what three games. I'm not really a portable guy, so.
You know,
if you're an RPG guy, you'd probably have to say DS as well.
DS, But here's another dilemma that I just thought of. The multiplayer online is a pay to play service, but at the same time, there's a ton of downloadable arcade games. So if you're into arcade games, the 360 has a humongous selection of really good games that cost between generally $5 to $10. You might want to consider that. But if you're a primary RPG player, I would probably say it'd be almost a toss up. I really enjoy my Nintendo DS. I love it. I love playing the Dragon Quest games on it. There's a few other games I enjoy playing on the DS. The World Ends With You is a really good RPG as well. It'd be up in the air. I don't know. If I were in your shoes, it'd be a very difficult decision because I don't really think you could lose either way.
The games that he mentioned, Gears, how much as I love it, I rather play it online.
Cool.
So, yeah. That's where it really shines.
Although I would add Mass Effect to your list on the 360 if you're not going to take it online and Star Ocean. But
so it's it is kind of a hard decision going that route. But
as far as if you were choosing next gen systems for RPGs, it would obviously be the 360. But would you throw the DS in there?
Yeah, that's
that
a tough
changes
choice.
Everything.
That's a tough choice.
DS is like the best of the past when it comes to like RPGs. Like you got Chrono Trigger, one of the best games ever made. RPGs. Well, in my opinion, one of the best games as well. And then you got Dragon Quest V, which is, in my opinion, almost as good as Chrono Trigger. So, I mean,
there's a lot of great DS RPGs. I mean, if you're willing to play it, you know, if you're into the portable scene, then you can definitely get into a lot more RPGs on the DS than you can on the 360, if he's an RPG guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you like, on the contrary to that, if you like Western RPGs,
then you got
Oblivion, you got Mass Effect.
Well, he's got a PS3.
No, I'm saying you can get Oblivion on PS3, that's true.
Yeah.
But Mass Effect, for sure, on the 360 is a great pickup. And,
Fable 2 is a great pickup.
It's got an online function, but you will never really need it.
Most people don't even play it because it wasn't what they thought it was.
Yeah. Right.
I guess it all depends on how much money you got to spend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to. So.
All right. So the next question comes from Nefa1531. Says, hi guys, enjoy the show very much. Think it's one of the best out there. Keep doing what you're doing and don't change.
We will not.
You guys are one of the funniest, entertaining, cool bunch of crew.
And I don't know about cool.
You guys don't act immature at all. Personally, when you joke around, I find it funny and not annoying, unlike some podcasts out there.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Anyways, I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on the following games? We'll do this in a fast fashion. Fat Princess.
Awesome.
Looks badass.
Looks awesome.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Demon Soul.
Don't know anything about
it. I really don't either.
Yeah, me neither.
White Knight Chronicle.
Actually looks pretty good, and I'm looking forward to the seeing what the online how the online system plays out.
I don't know much about it, so I don't.
Yeah, it seems to be almost like Phantasy Star Online, but
is it Level 5, or who makes it?
It is Level 5.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
It is Level 5. Yeah,
that's what I thought. And Flower.
Yeah, we kind of already discussed that.
The Flowers.
I haven't played it, so.
The Flowers. He really laughed his ass off at Gambus Khan's dream, falling in the dream and then bouncing off the pavement, waking up in midair.
That's we all laughed our asses off about that, too.
TV implants to Jet Brody. I still don't know what that means.
It's probably just random things we've discussed. I know we talked about Jet Brody because that was the dude from Fracture. with the worst game name ever.
Recently I started listening to Warzone's podcast, and there was a question that came up that I would like for you guys to answer also. And that is, what 5 games would you take to the grave with you?
So games we're going to be playing in the afterlife?
Shit. StarCraft, Mortal Kombat 2, Metal Gear Solid, Street Fighter Alpha 3. Damn, I can't pull the last one.
You know, I would, I agree on StarCraft. I'd have to say StarCraft would be a good one.
I'll take Rock Band. That was the last one I'd take.
Nice. I really wish I remember what I said 3 weeks ago.
I would take Super Mario World. Because that's a game you can play over and over
again.
That's
a great game.
I would take GTA Vice City because that's my favorite of the GTAs. And that's another game that you can play over and over and over again. I would take Street Fighter 4. Actually, because I love the way it plays. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
What else would I take?
It's a good filler.
Yeah, you like that? I don't know. That's a tough question. There's got to be 2 other games that I would take with me.
I would probably, how many games? 5 games?
5 games.
There's 5 games, brother.
Okay, 5 games. StarCraft, Street Fighter 4, Tetris.
That's a good option.
You can always play Tetris.
Not a bad option.
The Korg DS10 synthesizer.
Nice.
So I could be a little bit creative. And an MMO. Because if I'm in the afterlife, I would hope that I won't get charged the monthly fee.
How are you going to pay it, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
I'd be like, I'm playing for free, bitches.
Did he really just use the bitches line?
He did.
That's awesome.
I would take a racing game of some kind, too, but I don't know which one. That's tough. Probably either... I don't know.
You know, after playing it more and more, I think if I had to take a racing game, I'd probably take Burnout.
I would take Revenge, not Paradise.
I'd take Paradise. As much as I like Revenge, I think Paradise just has so much more to do.
It does. It's really? Just not Burnout.
Thing is...
it doesn't make it not good, though.
I'm not saying it's not good. I just think Revenge is better.
Well, if you like Burnout better.
I remember when... Paradise first came out, you were kind of on the fence about it.
I was, because it wasn't Burnout. But it's now that I've accepted that it's not really like the old Burnouts, and it's more like its own game.
Which you can traffic check, oddly enough.
Yeah, but you can't check them into other cars. That's kind
I don't
of
know. We haven't tried that, though.
Yeah, you can, but it's not as
it's
visceral.
Not Burnout traffic.
It's not
you
as visceral as was.
You know what other game I would take? Pilot Wings. Either the 64 or the Super Nintendo version.
You'd take fucking Two Worlds.
I would not take
Two Worlds.
See, I would take Gears.
I might take Oblivion, though.
First one or the second
it
one?
It don't matter.
Morrowind, actually. Not
Oblivion. Both, I guess. I guess it can count as one, huh?
No, you only get one.
Shit.
First one or the second one? Take the second one, man.
I would take the second one. I remember I would take Beyond Good and Evil.
Because you never beat it?
Because I never beat it.
I'd find time then when I'm dead.
Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTOR. Yeah. Cooter.
Shit, I really wish I remember the other two.
You take StarCraft so you can learn how to play it.
No,
play it for
I would not take StarCraft. I don't remember the other two, so...
Everybody should.
Fill in the blanks. I don't
take
care.
StarCraft.
You know something? If I was in the afterlife and I played a lot of StarCraft,
I'd be better than those Korean guys, man.
No, I was going to say, even if I played it for 100 years straight, I'd still probably... Wouldn't be as good as the Koreans.
Oh, my God, dude. When I watch them play, I'm like, I will never play against you. I won't even be able to build, like, a unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are ridiculous.
You build one unit, and they already have an entire army.
Okay, I'm going to love this next question. Oh, wait, no, that's not that. The next question is, how did you guys meet? You guys seem tight-knit. You guys grew up together? Are you guys in high school friends? Me and Gambus were high school friends.
Yes.
We were BFFs.
Yeah. I think we've answered
like
this question before. So
we were.
Dun dun dun.
I met Zero Tolerance because I worked for him at GameStop.
Ugh.
And and actually, the Boogeyman got me that job.
I don't hate GameStop.
I met the Boogeyman from way back when it was Walden Software.
Walden Software.
I met Killer Wolverine. Through a mutual friend of ours and through the infamous Who the Fuck is Killer Wolverine
Halo 2 debacle.
And I met Gambus through Zero Tolerance and also through GameStop.
GameStop is a catalyst for friendships.
Yeah. It is.
So, yeah, we've all been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Not as long as Zero and Gambus have been friends.
No, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's been almost 15 years now.
God. Damn, you make me feel old.
I've been friends with the Boogeyman the longest out of all the folks on the podcast.
Oh, Lord.
I've been friends with him since 99, so 10 years.
15 years, man. Jesus.
Yeah, 15 years before I even got my driver's license.
How old am I? which websites do you guys find reliable when it comes to reviews?
ZTGameDomain.com.
Yes.
Because we write them.
Yeah, that's the only one you should go to.
Yeah.
That's it.
But no, also IGN.
I usually check IGN.
And I like Game Informer, the magazine's reviews, most of the time.
Most of the time, I do.
Yeah.
Next question was the Kate Beckinsale or Rona Mitra thing.
Who's the new girl on Underworld?
Underworld, Rise of the Lycans.
Lycans.
And we don't have Boogeyman here to...
to give a horribly inappropriate answer.
Horribly inappropriate answer. I don't know. They both look exactly the same to me.
I like Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale has kind of a like a sadness in her eyes in the Underworld movies.
Kate Beckinsale. She had this same conversation last time.
Yeah.
Both.
Oh, but, Jesus.
I learned from someone who actually saw the third Underworld movie that Rona Mitra's character is actually a different character altogether than the Kate
Beckinsale. Well, I would imagine that was the case, yeah. Right?
Well, I was...
Doesn't it take place, like, long before...
Well, I mean, they're vampires, so they could live a long time, but...
Well, no shit. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But I was led to believe by certain websites that it was the
Kate
same...
Kate Beckinsale younger?
Yeah, but same character, different actor, actress.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see. You have one?
I said both.
But I would say both. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Nobody can ever do an or. I swear. People have too much trouble with that. Movies that made you cry. This was funny. I remember that.
Yeah. It's a shame Boogeyman's not here to answer this one.
Because
yeah.
everything
makes him cry.
Because he's a wuss.
He's not here, so we can say that.
Wuss.
He's a wuss.
Do you remember what I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember what
you
said.
I don't remember.
I almost cried at the end of 310 to Yuma. That was sad.
Two movies. Saving Private Ryan.
Forrest Gump.
No. Forrest Gump.
I almost cried.
Forrest Gump almost made me cry.
When he's talking to Jenny at the grave.
Yeah. Jenny.
I almost cried there. I still almost cried to this day.
The movie that makes me tear up every single year, every time I see it, every single year, is It's a Wonderful Life. Every single year makes me tear up at the end.
I'm definitely saying that I always forget how bad Forrest Gump makes me want to cry until he's standing over that grave. I won't be far away. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jenny, please.
Jenny's not dead. Jenny's dead. She had the AIDS.
AIDS. I remember what I said. Rain Over Me, which no one here saw.
No, I didn't
which
see
is really good.
Me.
Who's in that?
Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle. You see a different side of Adam Sandler in that
I was
going
to say, those two actors together could not make me cry.
Dude, it's really emotional.
Adam Sandler makes me cry.
It's really good movie. I recommend it. But
you know, the only movie he was in that like I felt emotional for him was Click.
You know what?
Like at the end.
Well, yeah, you see a different side of him in Rain Over Me. It's really good.
With me,
Transformers. I cried when I watched the new one.
Oh.
For the first hour and a half, I cried because there were no robots in disguise.
Oh. But yeah, when I was a little kid, I did cry during the animated, the original 1986 cartoon version of Transformers the movie when Optimus Prime fought the Decepticons to the song You Got the Touch.
We'll rise above the ranks.
Yeah.
Where is he?
But sadly, Optimus Prime died.
Are you going to cry in the second Transformers movie where they probably will kill him?
I'm going to cry that they're making a second movie.
Man, I like Transformers movie.
I know you did, but it wasn't really. It shouldn't have been called Transformers. It should be called Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox's love affair with some robots.
Also robots. robots.
Also including robots.
Also. Robots are the added bonus.
That's but, the bonus footage.
But I actually...
And they're in disguise.
I shed a couple tears in all three Lord of the Rings movies.
I did too.
Because they're
the
so
one,
long?
I did too in the third one when it wouldn't end.
Now, let me see. I could tell you the actual scenes. The first movie when Gandalf fell from the cliff, I was a little bit... shooken up from that scene.
Wait, had you read the books before the movies?
Actually, I did.
So you knew that he wasn't dead.
I knew. Yeah. And the thing is, I kind of felt like I was going to be sad when he fell because I just thought he was such a good character in the movie. And then in like the Two Towers, the part where I don't know, it was I think it was the part where the king. The king of Rohan when he was possessed by Saruman, and then when he
Saruman
for some reason the part where he gets cured of the possession and then he's like stand up and breathe free air, you know, says Gandalf the White. So for some reason, that kind of shook me up as well. And then also, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, and then in the third movie, I also got a little misty-eyed when Samwise said to Frodo Baggins,
potatoed,
what he said at the very end when they're on the side of Mount Doom, when he said,
Mr. Frodo,
when he's like,
Mr. Frodo,
I can't care for you, but I can carry you. And he lifts him up and starts walking with him on his back. That part right there, it just got me. And also the part where
yeah. Motherfucker, you cry too much during yeah. these movies.
Yeah, the part where, crap, Viggo Mortensen's character.
Aragorn?
Aragorn, yeah, Aragorn. Because I was thinking, I was going to say Strider, but people were going to be like, Strider, but he was right. referred to as Strider.
Right.
But with the part where
thanks for that background info.
Where they're facing the army, you know what I'm saying? When they're facing down the army and fate is all, hope is all lost, and he just looks back, and then you can see a tear in his eye, and he says, for Frodo. And then he runs toward the direction of the gargantuan army, and then everybody else gets the inspiration to follow. That part, I was just like, I almost wanted to, like,
shake my... Did you run at the TV, too?
I almost felt like running in the theater. I shook my fist up in the air, and I said, freak yeah, man! Yeah, there you go.
I cried, because Gambus was sitting next to me when he said that. Are you done crying now? Jesus, Lord of the Rings.
I saw two of those movies at midnight launches, and man, you want to talk about...
Geeks?
No, you want to talk about getting what? Back late.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
probably
3 might. In the morning and you're yeah. stumbling out of the 4 in the morning and you're stumbling out of the theater
going all they did was walk.
if you had to walk all the way across the land like that.
Middle Earth,
it'd have taken you
I'd have cried too.
It'd have taken you 9 hours.
See me, I wouldn't even have done that. They'd have been like, "You have to travel to Mount Doom." I'm like, "Fuck that, that's too far." Y'all got a car? Can I ride one of them eagles over there? It'll make my trip a hell of a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Put me on the back of one of those elephants.
Olyphants.
Olyphants. Whatever the fuck.
Like, not to be confused with Timothy Olyphant, who would probably not appreciate you riding on his back.
No, probably not. Although it might
it'll
help
probably
his...
make him. It'll probably make him mad enough to make another Hitman movie.
It'd probably help his career, though. Anyway.
Snap. Somewhere Timothy Olyphant's listening to this.
Nobody knows who Timothy Olyphant is.
Like, what the fuck?
He's like, I'm named after a Lord of the Rings elephant. Anyway. The last question was, what sports do you guys play?
Oh, not much anymore.
No, I don't play anything anymore. I played baseball and football.
Yeah, I played Little League baseball. I ran track and cross country in high school. I used to play intramural basketball every week. I play golf. I bowl. That's pretty much it.
What about you, Killer Wolverine?
I used to play Little League baseball. I used to bowl. Used to play football for fun.
Yeah, we used to play backyard football.
That's worse than the NFL, dude. You get broken.
Yeah. And I used to play softball.
Cream each other. No, I love going this route. What do you play, Gambus? Pocket pool is not a sport.
Man. Neither is competitive masturbation.
Well, you just threw it right out of the table, didn't you?
Man.
Who's he competing with, I guess, is my question.
Man, you stole mine. Jeez. No.
Oh, that's nasty.
Let me see here. I'm not really much of a sports guy.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, no crap.
Bitches.
I think it's though, every once in a while I like to play some bowling. I like to bowl with friends, not by myself.
Vagina.
Every once in a while I'd like to play laser tag.
That's not a sport.
Yeah, it is. It is a sport.
That's not a sport.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
That is awesome.
Yes, it is.
Are you a competitive gamer?
ESPN2 presents competitive laser tag.
They definitely prevent it, that's for sure.
You know, some laser tag would be a pretty cool sport, in my opinion.
I like laser tag. I do enjoy some laser tag from time to time.
Sport, though, from time to time. Anyway, that wraps up the show. That's another show in the books.
We're done.
We're done with this one.
Yes.
Bitches.
I was waiting for Gambus to say it.
I'm waiting for him to say it anyway. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to take us out.
Alrighty then.
She's a siren in your mind, the cut that never heals. She's the thief of your heart when you wanted to steal. She's the cancer on your brain that drives you insane. She's the one that helps and causes all your pain. She's the truth, she's the lie, the one that makes you cry, makes you happy in the rain. She's the yin to your yang with even all of your faults, to be there when you need her to. Can also be the one who will instantly leave you. To break the tie, say you're bad when you're good, and you're good when you're bad. She makes you feel hip when you know it's only a fad. She's the cream of your coffee, the sweet of your tea. She's the one that makes you feel both trapped and free. She will laugh at your jokes, make you think that you're clever, and when it's over, she will say that it's forever. Now and forever.
No, I sold at the Green.
Oh, gotcha.
At midnight.
Gotcha.
Oh, that was the Saturday. It's midnight. That's when we can come out to play.
Yeah, it was a packed house, and there was actually a couple people dressed up as Rorschach and
really?
Audience. Yeah.
Anyway,
I imagine that would have made it difficult to watch the movie with the Rorschach mask on.
And there was a drunk woman in the back of the theater who just kept on screaming random things.
Nice.
She didn't do that during the movie, but during like the previews and when the guy was announced and stuff, she'd be like, "He's like, hey, my name is Jeremy," and this girl is like, "Yeah, Jeremy, yeah," and starts clapping. She was. You could tell she was drunk.
Do you think you could have scored with her?
No.
Damn. And I like the movie.
Won't hear.
I like the movie, too.
I like the movie, so. It's not because I find it stupid. Alright. I'll dig something out of this. He did sound like Stripe from the Gremlins. Just throwing that out there.